Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, this is going to be quite a send-off for the week, this Friday edition, the 9th day of July, 2010. Ted Nugent, he's joined us many times over the last 12 years or so. He's going to be popping in. It's been a few years since I talked to Ted. He's going to be on coming up in the middle of the next hour. Then our weekly visit with Bob Chapman to cover all the things happening in the economy. And Sheriff Babu is also going to be on. He's been begging for help from the federal government. And he has, of course, a Mexican mafia hit out on him, which is very, very serious. And if we had more sheriffs like Sheriff Babu, we could save this country. So we'll take you to Arizona, where they're literally under siege by the coyotes, the drug runners, and the criminal, treasonous, treacherous federal government. That is coming up as well today. So Ted Nugent, Bob Chapman, and Sheriff Babu joining us from Arizona. And we've got a message to Arizona. Help is on the way. Remember Arizona. Remember Goliad. Remember the Alamo. We're going to defend this republic. It isn't perfect, but it's the best thing we've got. That's why the globalists want to destroy it. Anything the globalists are trying to wreck, we've got to defend. They want our guns, we got to keep them. They want to get rid of our borders, we got to defend them. They want to get rid of the dollar, we got to save it. It's very, very simple. They want to erect state income taxes, we've got to beat it. They want to put fluoride in the water, we got to get it out of there. Because every time you research what they want, it's bad for us. It's bad for humanity. They want to take baby's blood secretly at birth for DNA databases. We've got to block it. Can you believe they've admitted they're doing this now after decades of denial? Caught red-handed, and they just go, well, we still are going to take it at birth and keep it. And that's just the way it is. We'll call the CPS on you when your child's born. I remember when my first child was born, I said, you know, that blood you're taking goes to a DNA database. And of course, the nurses all knew it, and they said, it doesn't matter. We've got to test for diseases. And I said, why don't you test her at the hospital? It goes to the health department and goes to the Pentagon. Well, wherever it goes, this is state law. And I said, no, it's not. It's state policy. You're not keeping the blood. But one time we had a little bit of a sick baby at birth, and I wasn't even thinking about it before they slurped the blood out and ran off with it, giggling down the hallway. Literally, I was like, after it happened, I was like, huh? But that's how all this creeping death works, ladies and gentlemen, is it just goes on in the background when you're not noticing. It's just standard procedures that nobody really worries about. Nobody looks under the hood. Nobody looks in the trunk. Nobody looks under their fingernails. Nobody pulls a piece of paneling off the old farmhouse to see what's behind it. You pull it off, it's termites and roaches and ants. This country is rotten from head to toe. We've still got a chance to save it if we get off of our gigantic butts now. And I'm talking about myself as well. The good news is, and I'm not going to belabor it, but I have been offered by heavy hitters, three different reality TV shows in the last year, and have said no, just because I think it's the offers are basically to spin what we do and make us look foolish. So I've said no, even though that would launch us at a new level. And I've been approached, of course, about television in the news format. I always tell these places, yeah, you let me go on and say what I want and have a free hand, I'll do it, but not if I have to change who I am. And, of course, the offer is withdrawn. But that's an indicator of how important this radio show is and how effective it is and the fact that it's reaching millions of new people a week. I mean, look at the Drudge Report today. LeBron James, he has the headline up there. Alex Jones says, America collapsing as media worships LeBron James. And newspapers all over the country, foreign news, is reporting on what we're covering here because it's the truth. And it's having an effect. And we're hitting on all cylinders. We have reached escape velocity.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com. This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
My friends, it is Friday, the ninth day of July 2010. This broadcast is a declaration of independence against tyranny and against the global crime syndicate, the corporate crime syndicate known as the New World Order. Let me just read to you some of the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 stacks. 11 stacks of news that I'm going to try to at least scan over all of it, detail and mine down into some of it. There's no way to cover it all. Ted Nugent coming up in an hour and 22 minutes from now. Bob Chapman popping in, and Sheriff Babu from out in Arizona, who's been begging for help and putting on an SOS. And we got news for you. Sheriff Texas is on the way. So that is coming up as well in the last hour. This is what's in our stack. California transit cop verdict sparks looting. I wouldn't really call this looting. I'd call it anger and rioting. And I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, we've seen what happened with this. First, the police seized no fewer than five cell phones off of people on the platform, and then they lied about it there in the Bay Area on the train platform, one of the subway entrances. And they lied about it and said that he had scuffled and fought and tried to disarm the officer, so the officer in self-defense had done it. Now, there were a whole passel of cops. There were four police on that platform, more than 50 that showed up after the shooting, and they seemed to wait to get him on a stretcher close to a half hour, and he died on his way to the hospital. In fact, he was moving his arms and stuff when they finally got him on the ambulance. I've watched the footage. We've covered it extensively. And they killed him, and I guess the word was, look, don't save this guy. He'll have a bigger lawsuit. Let him die. Because they thought they grabbed all the video cameras. They didn't want to have him talking, saying, look, I was in handcuffs when they shot me in the back. They said, no, he attacked the officer, tried to disarm him. This brave hero did what he had to, fighting this evil person. Remember that? We heard that the first 5 or 6 days. And then the footage came out. Somebody on a train rolling by had stopped. They hadn't thought to stop that train and go on board and get the cell phone cameras. And they put him in handcuffs, and he wasn't resisting, and they were jumping on his head and having a bully party and getting off on it because they were cowards. A real man wouldn't beat somebody up who was handcuffed. I mean, that's just basic chivalry. I can't even get my blood up if some little guy starts a fight with me, but I go crazy when some giant gets in my face. I'm just ready to crawl all over him. I'm ready to pound him into the ground. I mean, that's what a real man is into. And I'm not claiming I'm the toughest guy in the world, but I'm red-blooded. Only time I've had my butt whooped is when I fought somebody littler than me. But no, these guys like to get a guy in handcuffs and jump all over him and put their knees on his head and hop on him. And then the cop pulled out his gun, chambered around, and shot him right in the back. And then they even beat him up a little more celebration. I've seen pro-lifers having their arms broken. It's in the extras of Martial Law 911 Rise of the Police State, my 2005 film, came out 5 years ago. And it shows pro-lifers sitting peacefully on the sidewalk, and police get their arms and nunchucks and twist them and break them till bones stick out the side with compound fractures. And then the cops come over with billy clubs with pleasure and start beating them afterwards. It's like, ooh. You know, it's kind of like a wolf. When one wolf finally gets its teeth up underneath the udders of a cow and rips it open, they go for whatever soft first, and the blood flows, and the wolves just rush in, and it's just wild. They grab the cow by the snout and start pulling it. They hit its tail, its hind corners. They twist it over, get it on the ground, and then go right into the throat, right into the guts. But it's even better. When a cow gets stuck in the mud at a cow pond with wolves or coyotes, they like to start at the end. Because a cow's front feet will get stuck in, and they take their time. You'll find cows half-eaten, still alive, and those wolves and coyotes just love it. And see, we're the prey now in America with evil police. Not all police are bad. Not all agencies have been turned to evil. But they're slowly twisting them towards the dark side right now. And it's a predatory thing I've seen. I've seen multiple tapes of men without legs or men who are paralyzed. And the cops can see they have shriveled, atrophied legs. And they come over to them on the sidewalk or at a jail. You've seen all the cases. And they tell them, get up and walk. This has happened now at the TSA. And they say, sir, I'm paralyzed. And they say, no, you're not. And then they throw them out of the wheelchair. And, of course, these people have been paralyzed for decades. Their bones are soft. The muscles all pull off the bone, their legs break, and then the cops just come over, or jail guards come over and just have another little satisfying beating. There's nothing like beating on a man who can't walk or a woman who can't walk with a billy club. And for a wolf coward, there's some kind of serious pleasure in that. But let me tell you something, red-blooded Americans see that, and it makes us want to throw up. It makes us want to puke. So, one of my listeners posted comments on Infowars.com with this killer cop, and he's now convicted, this killer cop's address and family and said go after him. And, of course, we happened to come across this. Our moderators had pulled it down, but not before it was up for a day. And the FBI came here, Secret Service, all this other business, had to, Secret Service was another case, FBI came here, with the subpoenas for those IP addresses, and they went and arrested the poor fool that did it. And, of course, it was literally a convicted pothead with a bunch of pot who was just an armchair quarterback sitting there at his keyboard feeling powerful. That's another form of coward we see out there. And I said I've got 11 stacks of news, and I just hit the very first article, and I've already spent 8-9 minutes on this. The point is, I've been intimately involved in this case, and we've covered it in great detail, and the police went and arrested this guy, and he's serving a longer sentence, more than a 10-year sentence, for threatening to kill that cop. And it was wrong to threaten to kill the cop, and it was wrong to threaten to kill his family, as some other people did. That is really cowardly and pathetic, and no matter how bad this nutcase power-tripping thug cop is, his family doesn't deserve to be threatened. You know, keep people's families out of it. That's another rule of chivalry. And they came up with these ancient ideas that all cultures have had that have been civilized, whether it was the Japanese samurai or the knights and ladies of old in Europe, because, you know, men who are in battle, you don't want to have your family involved. So it's like, you don't mess with my family, I don't mess with your family. Another rule, but idiots don't follow that. So they kill this poor fellow in cold blood, shoot him in the back, the bullet goes through his back, bounces back up through into his heart. They blasted him through his lungs, it bounced off the concrete, slapped up through his rib cage into his heart. And the cops then, on the video, jump on him some more. The media spins and says, oh, look at them helping him. And then they hang around and take your time till he bleeds out and kill him. So they could frame him and say he was trying to attack the cops. Well, sorry, two separate videos. Somebody way down the platform about 60 yards away was smart enough to slip off as the cops started confiscating other people's, and somebody on the train shot it. Two different unedited videos show the cold-blooded, premeditated murder one. Capital premeditated murder. What do they give this cop? What, second-degree manslaughter? He's going to serve 2 to 4 years in jail, and it's a state offense, so he'll probably be in 6 months. 6 months! All those cops need to go to prison for aiding and abetting that murder by covering up the fact that he was murdered execution style in handcuffs. All of them need to be charged as accessories to murder. Accessories to cold-blooded capital murder. They need to spend life in prison. And the cop that did this, he needs to be sent up for death penalty. Let me tell you something. He pulled that gun out and he killed him in cold blood. And I've watched the video carefully. Some said, well, it was a taser. He thought it was a taser and it was taser confusion. And they have had cases where cops in drills have shot their own fellow officers in drills pulling a gun instead of a taser. So now in training, they never have a gun on their hip as well as the taser. It's happened just a couple times. No, he pulled back. He engaged it. He knew the difference. He had a psychopathic pleasure moment. He was getting off on the adrenaline of jumping on an unarmed, handcuffed man. He was on a power trip like a mad dog wolf or a great white shark when you got a group of great whites and they're in a feeding frenzy eating the carcass of a dead blue whale. You ever seen that footage of whalers trying to get their blue whales up and a whole pack of great whites come in and they're just rolling and biting each other and killing each other? You ever watched a group of Makos? Ever watched a group of Greenland sharks going wild in a feeding frenzy on the carcass of a dead whale? That's what it looks like. And that guy's a murdering animal, and he needs to go up for life in prison, bare minimum. Oh, but now the Justice Department's going to save us. The Justice Department's going to come in and do a whitewash investigation as if the feds are our... Hey, Justice Department, who's going to investigate you for murdering those kids at Waco? Who's going to investigate you for being big men pulling up in front of that church and opening fire on record first? Until the Davidians shot back and you ran off like a bunch of cowards. You're a bunch of cowards. You're a bunch of cowards. We need lawmen like Sheriff Mack. We don't need people like you. We don't need cowards out there. Look at our sickening, traitorous federal government. Won't send federal troops, when that's in the Constitution, down to Arizona and South Texas, where law and order is completely collapsing. Mexican troops are all across the border. Helicopter raids, gun attacks, police being killed, citizens being kidnapped every day, and it's barely a footnote in the news. Car bombing attacks, whole neighborhoods being burned down. I've seen a case of 12 homes burned in one night, 14 in one night, ranchers being murdered. In every case I see, the police turn and run. Every case I've seen, Mexican troops come many miles over the border now and rob police at gunpoint. I wouldn't care if it was 5 Humvees against my one car. I'll guarantee you, I'd jump behind that car, pull out my semi-automatic rifle if I was a cop, and I'd go to war with those people. I don't understand this compulsion to run. Where's your compulsion to fight? What's wrong with people? Well, I tell you, it's what's in the water. And it's on record, just like Fox News reported last week. Maryland's now banned that bisphenol A. There's a bunch of other sub-chemicals that are known to sterilize and reduce men's testosterone. We've been brain damaged. We've been sterilized. That's why. That's why the most red-blooded, fighting people in the world history have been turned into a bunch of gelded cowards. Americans, our ancestors whooped the British army, the empire that never been defeated, fighting them 10-1 conservatively. And now, what have we turned into? People that run from Mexican drug gangs. Cowards. The ancestors of the... This makes me sick.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
The economy is crumbling, debt soaring, and the possibility of World War III is increasing. I started SurvivalistSeeds.com from my dining room table with a small bucket of seed and a single rotating banner ad on PrisonPlanet.com. 2 years later, we've sold over 40,000 pounds of heirloom seeds, becoming the largest bulk seed seller to the public. The majority of our customers are Alex Jones listeners. Now I'm offering 50 all-organic garden varieties, 10,000 heirloom seeds, garden planner, and a CD teaching you how to save seeds, so your children's children will always have healthy food. Don't wait until it's too late. I'm Big John Lipscomb, and my company is SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Transit cop and his cohorts, that they'd kill a guy in cold blood, murder him execution style, and then cover it up. And I've watched the tapes, I've read the reports, they waited and let that guy die. But if they go see a movie like Hurt Locker where they shoot terrorists and let them bleed to death, it's kind of like, oh, we watched Hurt Locker, you know, he's a terrorist, let him die. Or in Heartbreak Ridge, Sunny Highway, you know, after he's wounded troops, he executes them in the field. That's what patriots do. No, it's not. No, it's not. Not unless that's what you want to happen to you. There's a reason we have the Geneva Convention. There's a reason we have common sense. There's a reason we don't torture. There's a reason we have due process. There's a reason we have a Bill of Rights. There's a reason we have private property. Because if we don't have these protections, we got nothing. Every time in history, we will be overtaken by scum, by criminal groups that combine forces together to loot us. There's no such thing as anarchy. There's always groups of criminals that get together to rob others. So patriots have to get together and agree upon a Bill of Rights and a Constitution and a tiny limited government as a defense system against the invaders. The corporate takeover artists are our main enemy today. America is falling to a foreign corporate takeover right now. California transit cop verdict sparks looting. A white former transit police officer. Oh, there were black officers that helped with the cover-up because it's a gang. It isn't about color. They shoot white guys in the back all the time, too. A white former transit police officer was found guilty of involuntary manslaughter in a videotaped shooting death of an unarmed black man last year in Oakland, California, sparking a wave of looting and destruction in the city on Thursday evening. The verdict prompted a peaceful protest by 1,000 people in downtown Oakland, which gave way after nightfall to some people looting stores, smashing car windows, throwing powerful fireworks at police, and lighting fires in trash cans. The police numbering in the hundreds made 50 arrests, but local police expected the figure could double. This is not the Wild Wild West, Oakland Police Chief Anthony Bates told televised news conference. This city will not tolerate this activity. Oh, but you'll tolerate a psycho cop killing somebody in plain view and shooting them in the back when they're in handcuffs, and then you'll let the other officers lie and sign fake police reports that he was resisting and wasn't in handcuffs, and there was the first report was he tried to get the gun? You guys were all sitting on him, part of your ego trip. You were all squatting on him. You were all jumping on his head. You know full well you're a pack of liars. You're accessories to murder. Don't worry, you got away with it, though. Just like the foreign banks got away with destroying the country. And I got news for you. Many of the California pension funds for police have already been pledged to the bankers, so you'll be losing that directly as well. So don't worry. They're going to get away with hurting you, too. You think you're the only one that gets away with being lawless? Oh, no. That's not how this works. That's not how the universe works, buddy boy. I hate the lawlessness. I hate that they have disgraced the uniform like this. And they got happy to be able to report something like this. This will just make the cops become more criminal, more thuggish, more sticking to themselves. It's all part of the globalist plan. I wish the cops would have sent this guy down the river. I wish the police would have told the truth that day. I wish this cop would have been in handcuffs within 30 minutes of this happening. Soon as they found, but no. No, instead, all over the country, it's almost always an old man. For some reason, that makes the wolves in uniform go crazy. It's cops that are making these decisions, where some 82, 84, 92, I've interviewed some of them. There was one yesterday we talked about in Colorado. People come on his farm, are robbing his vehicle, try to run over him. He shoots one. The people admit they're stealing the thing, they're illegal aliens, and they release them and indict him for murder. He's facing a murder charge. Murder charge. Not manslaughter. But this guy, he gets a subdegree of manslaughter. Involuntary manslaughter. Not even manslaughter. Like you get in a fight with somebody, but you start the fight, but you punch them in the temple and they bleed out in their brain and die. That would be involuntary manslaughter. Well, if you started it, it would be manslaughter. Which means it's an accident still, but it's your fault. This is involuntary. Kind of like if you accidentally backed out of your yard, but were doing it too fast, you had some culpability, that'd be involuntary manslaughter, and you run over somebody. Jurors can render an involuntary manslaughter conviction if they believe the defendant lacked an intent to kill, but engaged in conduct so grossly negligent that it amounts to a crime. This guy, cold-bloodedly, without a shadow of a doubt, murdered that guy, and then the police covered it up and tried to frame the guy they killed. Now, what does that tell you? Some guy that wanted to go out and see a fireworks display, and you murdered him in cold blood, and you've gotten away with it. You got away with it. Great job.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Listen up, folks. This is important. Alex Jones here. Now you can get free shipping on the storable, easy-to-fix, delicious food from eFoodsDirect.com. From July 4th through July 14th, we have looming evacuations in the Southeast, unemployment insurance running out, and predictions of huge inflation. So we all need to get as much food as we can. Every one of you needs to buy as much storable food as possible. This is the perfect time to do just that with eFoods Direct and take advantage of their free shipping special. When you order from eFoodsDirect.com from July 4th through July 14th, every dollar you spend will buy the food, and eFoods Direct will pay for the shipping in the continental United States. This is Alex Jones wishing you and your family true independence this 4th of July with great food and free shipping through July 14th from eFoodsDirect.com. You can order on the website eFoodsDirect.com or simply call 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/ship-free. The fall of America and the Western world is an all-new 10-hour documentary and survival guide rolled into one. In this film, you will see the reasons why our government is failing and what you can do to prepare. Featuring Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, Joseph Farah, David Icke, Naomi Wolf, G. Edward Griffin, Doug McIntyre, Mark Crispin Miller, Mickey Z, Doug Casey, David McElvaney, and myself, Alex Jones. Protect yourself and get the tools you need to protect your family from these difficult times. The Fall of America and the Western World at www.thefallofamerica.net or click on the banners at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Again, that website's www.thefallofamerica.net or call 800-655-1577. Prepare yourself and the ones you love today. Fallofamerica.net. Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at Infowars.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
Ted Nugent's 1 hour out, precisely.
Every breath you take
is precisely 1 hour out. And we're here live Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. Back Mondays. On Monday, we'll be going to 3 hours, but we're going to re-air the first hour and the fourth hour for stations that are carrying it. And, of course, we have the Sunday broadcast 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time as well, and I will be live this Sunday. I was off for the 4th of July with a great rebroadcast with Jesse Ventura, Ron Paul, and, of course, Judge Andrew Napolitano. Speaking of Andrew Napolitano, he had record ratings again for the Fox Business Channel over the weekend. Top show out of the gates, just like Ventura's got the top show out of the gates on True TV, because people want to hear about the New World Order. They want to hear about globalism. They are anti-New World Order. And it illustrates how far we've come, how this information is becoming more and more mainstream, that A, somebody like Napolitano is given a show on Fox, and that B, it's top rated. But you look at the Drudge Report today, every week linking to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com articles now. And today, linking to a YouTube video, almost as an afterthought, that I shot. And then Aaron put together. And I'll talk about that coming up in a few minutes, dealing with LeBron James. But the fact that the Drudge Report links to Herman Van Rompuy calling for world government, the head of the EU, the fact that he does link to the Financial Times of London when they announce how great world government is and how it's taking over, the fact that the icon of alternative media, kind of the bridge between alternative and mainstream media, Drudge, in the last year and a half, has really been posting the truth and has been exposing the New World Order. And I was pointing that out before he started linking to us all the time. It just shows his transformation. And it's pretty hardcore video he posted that I cut. I mean, I talk about the New World Order, the global government taking over our country, the globalists, how they're overthrowing the banks, the domestic banks, how these foreign banks are taking over, how they're getting rid of the dollar, how it's all engineered. This is incredible. The Drudge Report receives tens of millions of visitors per day. And many of those visitors are media. I've been in mainstream television studios, radio studios, newspapers. I've seen countless photos of news reporters in their newsrooms. And if you look in the background, you'll see computer screens with the Drudge Report on it. This is where so much of the mainstream media goes to see what the agenda is in the alternative media. See, in the past, they said that the establishment set its agenda through the New York Times and, to a lesser extent, the Washington Post. And that the right wing of America, its agenda was stated via the Washington Times. Well, people are leaving the Washington Post, New York Times, and Washington Times in droves from the control left-right paradigm. And they're going to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And they're going to the Drudge Report. And it shows that the mainstream media no longer is able to set the agenda, and the alternative media is setting the agenda. And so in the past, the mainstream media could ignore a story. But because Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com leading the way, and the Drudge Report was the first big outfit in the U.S. within one day of us covering it, to put the fact of ClimateGate on the radar, and the mainstream media for another two-plus weeks would not report on any of it. There was a total blockade, a news blackout. But that news blackout imploded. It failed. Their shields failed. And now it's a complete rout of the mainstream media. And the mainstream media now admits this. They are in free fall. They are burning themselves down. At any time, they can start telling the truth and survive and remain in place and be part of the game. But no, they don't want to stay relevant because they can't, because their minor subsidiaries of the military-industrial complex and private banking complex that owns them like little pieces of change in their pockets. The $100 million, $200 and $300 million budgets of different TV networks are nothing, nothing compared to just one cruise missile shipment, one cruise missile purchase, or the purchase of three or four stealth bombers. Nothing compared to what the Afghan war cost today or the Iraq war cost today. Nothing compared to Halliburton and no-bid contracts. In one case, what, $16 million? Or right at $16 million for a $100 blue tarp? $5,000 hammers and toilet seats? It's all a big rip-off scam. And so they're losing all credibility. They had their arrogance, their chutzpah, whatever you wanted to call it, their bravado. And now that's all imploded. They're going, my gosh, we're dead. Nobody believes us anymore. And so they're sicking the feds on us to start shutting down the web. And now that's out in the open. So that's even waking people up faster that the alternative media was right. And I say in the video, I say it's now time for media and government and the public and everybody to choose a side. Are you with the New World Order and with all their distractions, or are you going to stand up and defeat the globalist? And the Drudge Report linked it as one of its top stories. a hardcore Alex Jones video on the Drudge Report. What does that tell you? It tells you that there are a lot of people in the media who are not New World Order, who are not sellouts, who understand that America is being destroyed and they need to come out and tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. People are taking my challenge and they're taking action with it. And if we simply stand up and point out the emperor has no clothes, this New World Order is going to implode, period. But it's going to take courage by sheriffs and police and mayors and business leaders and school teachers and pastors and auto mechanics and bass fishing guides and artists. It doesn't matter who you are. You've got inherent power. And the world government is real. It's unelected. It's authoritarian. It's dehumanizing. We've got an absolute imperative responsibility, not a right, but a duty, as the Declaration of Independence states. It's a right and a duty to stand up and speak out against this. We know what bona fide tyranny is. We know hardcore corruption when we see it. It was like 2 weeks ago, I walk out in the backyard. There's the biggest skunk I've ever seen. Lights from the back porch were going out about 20 yards to the edge of the fence. And it was the biggest skunk I'd ever seen. It probably weighed 40 pounds. You could see the stripes on its backs were probably 4 or 5 inches apart at the widest point. And my French bulldog ran out and saw it. And I said, no. And he still ran after it. And thank God the skunk just got back through the fence and didn't spray him. But I knew what a skunk looked like. The minute I opened the back door to go out and walk the dog, and I see this gigantic skunk alerting with its tail up, but luckily its head facing us, I was just dumbfounded by the biggest skunk I'd ever seen. And I knew what it was. A big black animal with two white stripes down its back. You know, animals in nature let you know what they are. It's like a rattlesnake's got a rattle. It's not looking for trouble, folks, like a water moccasin. They're actually aggressive snakes. Rattlesnakes are not generally aggressive. In fact, they want to be left alone. That's why the first symbol of this country, it was almost the national flag, was the rattlesnake. That's what Benjamin Franklin wanted. And it says, don't tread on me. Look, I'm not looking for trouble, but I got teeth, pal. It's the same thing. We know what tyranny looks like. I mean, I walk out my back door, there's a gigantic skunk. I know what a skunk looks like. We know what's happening. Okay, here's some of the other news coming up. Huge financial information, more on the amazing verdict out in California. They're now going to move ahead with shops at the malls and at the grocery stores where you've got a face scan, thumbprint, voice print, breathalyzer test to be able to get beer or wine. And this is going to be for all products soon. It's going to be a cashless federal sales tax. They're starting that with the tanning salons and other special taxes. They're just setting the precedent. This has all been diagrammed out, is public. So I've got that news report. It's up on prisonplanet.com. Mark of the Beast rears its head in Pennsylvania. Vintage idea, a wine vending machine. All you have to do is swipe your driver's license, look into the CCTV camera, and blow into the breathalyzer. And, of course, this is inside the stores. This is inside the grocery stores. It's going to all go cashless. I've got that here. I've got Belgium's plan to wash its dead down the drain. Bodies must be melted in acid because a body puts off CO2 when it rots. So you can't bury your dead now. You've got to dispose of the dead the way the government says. It's always been an ancient rite that people are allowed to dispose of their dead the way their religion sees fit. But no, you will melt the body because it won't put off the deadly carbon dioxide. See, they make you do ridiculous things to set the precedent. They control you. Half of Americans oppose Obama's immigration plan, lawsuit says. It's more like 80% in the polls I've seen. A bunch of war news. They've done a big spy swap. So much for those of you out there that said that this wasn't Russian spies. They just had a spy swap. Of course they were spies. Of course they were. They had fake names. They were here illegally. They were sleeper cells. They weren't a special forces sleeper cell. That's the ones you got to worry about. A sabotage squad. No, their MO fits a sex op and business infiltration op, IT infiltration op. And of course, they did a swap with U.S. spies that have been held in Russia. All these countries have spies. But you notice they infiltrated banks and Wall Street and Harvard because that's the shadow government. That's who's hijacked our country. It's a corporate takeover. So the Russians have to infiltrate Wall Street. Of course they do. The Congress is a, they're not pedophiles. They're on the take, most of them. And so, you know, they're vestigial. They're ceremonial. But not if we can change it. Not if we have something to do with it. We're going to get this country back at the state level and then federal. So that's coming up. And when I start the second segment of the 8 After, I'm going to get into LeBron James because this story illustrates everything. Everything. And I didn't really, in the video, the six-minute video that's gone mega viral on the web, I didn't really even make the main point. Because it was kind of an afterthought I shot as I walked out of here at about 6. Aaron had it up at about 8, well before they made the announcement that he was going to Miami. I mean, I knew he was going to Miami. They don't have a sales tax there. I mean, they don't have a federal state income tax there. And it's a lot more money. And I knew he was going to leave. I mean, he wouldn't show up until the team panicked and said, you better get down there. There's 4,000 fans at the convention center wanting to worship you. And he showed up for 10 minutes and was noncommittal. I mean, you think because you sung to him and you groveled to him and that's your identity in your state? In Ohio, your identity is some guy that can put a ball in a basket? When Ohio is one of the states on the verge of going bankrupt? And your governor serenaded him? And you pathetically sit there and beg him? You beg and beg and beg and beg? You just got pimped. Well, I mean, what do you expect? That's what this country's about. Quite frankly, I don't blame the guy. It's a vapid, shallow thing. If your child's playing basketball, that's great. It's good for them, good for their self-confidence, good for their heart, their lungs. But going and worshiping a bunch of arrogant people making $10 million a year and having that be your child's role model, that's why America's so screwed up. People care about Lindsay Lohan. They know all about Lindsay Lohan, some crackhead blonde hag, some burnout skank, a joke, a mental patient. And that's what our young people are taught to care about. It's all scientific. I've got all the government documents from the 30s, 40s, 50s, all the top psych warfare experts. Edward Bernays and others all bragging how they ruined you. I've got stuff from the 20s about how they were going to, you can go read it for yourself. You wrote the book Propaganda, how they were going to not have inventors and scientists and trailblazers and Davy Crockett as heroes. They don't want that. No, they were going to have basketball and football. At the time, they talked about baseball being a mindless diversion. And they got you. You know all about, you know, our kids sing ballads, you know, the Ballad of Nolan Ryan. And by the way, Nolan Ryan is a fan of the show. I've talked to him and his son. He's a good guy, and he knows baseball isn't what's important at the end of the day. He understands it's fighting the New World Order. We ought to get Nolan Ryan on. They offered to come on one time when I ran into him, but I just never followed it up. That shows how I don't really work on those things. In fact, Jaron, Nolan Ryan, and I know his son will come on. His son's a big fan. Yeah, I called in one time when Nolan Ryan's son was on the radio, and he said, oh, me and my dad are big fans. I said that on KVET. Then I ran into him once on the street, and they said, yeah, we'll come on sometime. But I never even followed it up. That's because I'm so focused on the news. But it would be interesting to have Nolan Ryan on here talk about the New World Order. The point is that that isn't what matters. People will say, well, then why have Nolan Ryan on? Well, because we can use his star appeal to actually get people to realize that he cares about the New World Order. He understands what's going on. I mean, we've got to change our priorities, and it's got to happen now. Or there's no future of this nation, this republic. But I'll get into my full breakdown of LeBron James coming up. When we come back from break, I'm going to get into war news, financial news, and then this other news here in the first five-minute segment dealing with the Mark of the Beast systems going in. And I told you, you're going to face print, you're going to thumbprint to buy and sell. Because there's going to be a graduated sales tax, because they can't sales tax the poor. And so that's how they're going to roll it out is, well, everybody's got a thumbprint and face cam when you pay at the cashless counters to make sure you're not cheating on your sales tax. It's going to be a national sales tax. That's what the tanning tax is and all the rest of it. It's 10% federal sales tax. And it's going to go in on cigarettes, beer. It's going to expand into everything else. But first they sell the fake moral people out there who aren't really moral. But, oh, let us get this tax to, you know, because that's something you don't agree with morally is drinking wine. And then next it's going to be your food. So don't be idiots. Don't let them sell you the mark of the beast.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We're going to start the simulcast of the syndicated radio broadcast at PrisonPlanet.tv in full living color. All the past shows, going back now almost 3 years, the video archives are archived at PrisonPlanet.tv. Starting Monday, we're going to simulcast the entire show every day at PrisonPlanet.tv. I figure that's just easier than some days doing 4 hours, some days 3 hours, some days 2 hours. Simulcast, we always do at least 2 hours. So that is coming up. Let's get into some of the military and espionage news that's out today. Obama administration. Israel has right to nuclear capability for deterrence purposes. Haaretz. Wow, there has been a law for more than 30 years in Israel that it's illegal to talk about the fact that Israel has hundreds and hundreds of high-tech nukes and have had them since the early 60s, given to them by the U.S. It has been illegal. Imagine. It's like the D notices they have in England where they can arrest you. Arrest you. If you report on something the government has ordered you not to report on, generally it's high officials being caught with small children, literally, because that's the club. I mean, who else would rob society, set up carbon taxes? Bunch of sick perverts that hate everybody. You better realize how dangerous these people are. Look at Roman emperors. Look what happened in history. They always go crazy and turn into Baron Harkonnen. Obama administration. Israel has right to nuclear capability for deterrence purposes. See, everybody just started pointing out that Israel had nukes, and now they can't. Even just a month ago, they were still denying they had them. Now they don't. Haaretz. And so they can have 400 nukes and be threatening to use them on Iran, but Iran can't have peaceful nuclear reactors. I mean, it's just wrong, folks. We don't want World War III. And if we keep saying it's wrong and then keep saying no, they may not start the war with Iran, but the globalists may stage a nuke attack on this country. Don't think they won't do it. Here's another one. Obama says Israelis suspicious of me because my middle name is Hussein. U.S. president tells Channel 2 Israel is unlikely to attack Iran without coordinating with the U.S. They're suspicious of you. Your White House chief of staff is an admitted Mossad officer. Admitted. His father, founder of the Israeli ear gun. I mean, come on, folks. It's not Israel bashing to not want the White House to be filled with Israeli operatives. I mean, the guy's a member of the Israeli military. I mean, this is a disgusting joke. Our government is just filled with British, European Union, and Israeli spies. But meanwhile, we're all scared to death of some redhead sex operative. Hezbollah readying for urban war in southern Lebanon, IDF warns. Another Haaretz story. Haaretz, Haaretz, potato, patata. I get emails every day. So it's Haaretz, it's Haaretz. Deployment of UN forces has pushed militants into build-up areas where international troops have no authority, army says. And Israel says they may have to strike. See, and then that's the excuse to go after Iran. Oh, they're funding Hezbollah. They're funding other groups. Of course, Hamas was founded by Israel. You know, I tell people that, and they look at me like I'm crazy. That's Haaretz. That's Jerusalem Post. That's been admitted since the 70s. Israel created Hamas. That's like me saying the first coach of the Dallas Cowboys was, who was the guy who wore the fedoras? Mark Landry? Yeah. Or Roger Staubach was one of their quarterbacks. I mean, it's well known. Yeah, Tom Landry. I can't remember all this stuff, man. Even though my grandfather at UT was his roommate. And my grandpa played for UT football, won first in state on the, what was it, the high hurdles. Yeah, he would never talk about it, though. That's, I can't remember. It's Tom Landry. What did I call him? Something else? Oh, yeah, Paul Landry. Oh, boy. All right, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us, second hour straight ahead.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Waging War on Corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, the United States is sliding into depression. Israel and the United States say there may be a strike on Iran, including using nuclear weapons. The dollar's on the verge of collapsing. None of that matters. LeBron James going to the Miami Heat. That's what's really important. And I'll talk about that coming up in the next segment. But continuing, Ahmadinejad brands U.S. dictator ahead of summit. Iran President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad called the United States a global dictator and lashed out at Israel after arriving in Nigeria to meet fellow Muslim leaders at a summit. They are the self-proclaimed leaders. Everybody should know that self-proclaimed leadership is dictatorial. Ahmadinejad referred to the United States, told an audience of hundreds at the Iranian embassy. The era of dictatorship is over, he added through an official translator. Well, I got to say that Iran is not exactly a free society, but I've got to be honest, so is the United States is not. I mean, we're trying to take our states back. Under the 10th Amendment, Arizona should be able to protect its borders, and the traitorous federal government that's been bought off by foreign interests won't let us. But just because the United States is corrupt doesn't mean Iran's perfect either. All these nations, that's human history, are corrupt. That's why the founders were so right. You got to keep government tiny, or it'll run all over you. How many dictatorships can you name? How many free societies that are truly free can you name? How many corrupt countries can you name? How many countries that aren't corrupt can you name? Maybe Switzerland? And they're not perfect. I mean, who? Who? Continuing, look at this Russian bomber incursion, Bill Gertz, Washington Times story. Russian bomber incursions. Russia is continuing to fly strategic nuclear bombers near U.S. and Canadian airspace because the Russian military is seeking to maintain the, quote, illusion of power, the commander of the U.S. Northern Command says. Admiral James Winfield, Jr., who took over NORTHCOM, those are the boys that helped cover up the 9/11 attacks, said, in some cases, it's about the illusion of power, where power is not quite there. Boy, that sounds like famous last words with the Titanic. The captain saying, not even God can sink this ship. Maiden voyage. To the bottom. To the bottom. Yeah, okay, Russia isn't all it was 20, 30 years ago, but it's got at least 40,000 nuclear weapons and supersonic Topolim missiles and nuclear submarines with the equivalent of U.S. Polaris weapons and cruise missiles. Not just missiles, but cruise missiles. Not just up-down missiles, but terrain mapping cruise missiles. And they're all over our coast. And Chinese subs are popping up behind our aircraft carriers undetected. Probably because the people on board are watching LeBron James on ESPN. And they've got Russian bear bombers and others flying all over the edge of our airspace with nuclear weapons on board. And you've got a NORTHCOM commander that took over NORAD, that stood down on 9/11, can't deal with supposedly 19 hijackers from Saudi Arabia. Of course, that's all a lie. NORTHCOM ran the attack. And yes, NORTHCOM existed before they officially set it up in 2002. Go research that before you send me an email. And now he's saying that this is the illusion of power. Well, you know what? The New World Order is all about the illusion of power. And yeah, Russia is all about the illusion of power. That's what all this thuggery is about. That's why they told cops to slap the public around, to pimp slap us. So we learn how to submit and learn who our masters are and learn. You ever seen a dog that's been beaten? Somebody raises their hand to it, it cowers. Yeah, that's the American people. So you're all about the illusion of power, too, you Northcom traitors. You guys work for offshore banks, and you know it. Bunch of global trash. Be right back.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about Calbin 5-star soaps for years. This is an American-made product of the highest quality and compares to nothing you will find in stores. You can buy factory direct, shipped via UPS right to your door. Check them out on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091. Take my word for it. Once you've used Pure Soap, you won't buy anything else. Since 1947, Calbin Soap Company has been showing consumers that soap can be tough on dirt and gentle on the environment. Buy American and stay clean, as well as support InfoWars. Visit 5starsoap.com today or call 1-800-340-7091. Well, Marty, what do you have to say?
As founder and owner for over 63 years, satisfaction is guaranteed or double your dirt back. Call us at 1-800-340-7091 for a free catalog or visit our website, 5starsoap.com. Thank you.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us. We are now an hour and 8 minutes into the second hour of this Friday edition. And, of course, we're going to have Ted Nugent coming up joining us here in about 25 minutes from now to talk about a host of issues. Ted Nugent, frequent guest over the years, always informative and interesting. So that is coming up. I shot a video last night as I left the office at about 6:30 because I was in the coffee room and we had television news on, and they were talking about LeBron James, the decision is going to be at 9 o'clock Eastern. Tune into ESPN. We're all going to find out the decision. And I remember 3 weeks ago, up in his home city, where the Cavaliers were based, that up to 4,000 people showed up at an event, and they were at this event, and they were, it was a LeBron James appreciation, meeting at the local convention center, and they were literally singing songs to him, worshiping him, and he wasn't even going to show up. So the team called him and said, you better get here. So he showed up, even though he knew it was coming up in the last 10 minutes, was noncommittal. He can go to Florida, one of the few states that doesn't have a state income tax, with a close to $100 million contract. What are you expecting to do? I put a video out saying, look, he is going to go to the Heat, and this is all a distraction, all a diversion from real issues. And the Drudge Report and others linked to it, and that video is now extremely viral. But in the video, I didn't make really the central point. How pathetic is this that you can't get these people to become angry? You can't get these 4,000 people in the city where his team was based in Ohio to go and protest the fact that Ohio is one of the 46 states listed by the feds and Bloomberg is on the verge of total bankruptcy and collapse. I mean, I've seen articles in Ohio where more than half of the sheriff's deputies in major departments are being laid off and where sheriffs are saying, buy guns, we can't protect you. I mean, it's collapsing like Mexico or something. You can't get 4,000 people out to protest a government takeover of healthcare or anti-gun laws in that state. And it's the same thing all over the country. But the media feeds into this, the mainstream media, and promotes some overpaid person that at the end of the day just does not matter, like LeBron James. Our country is going into a depression. Our country is on the verge of World War III that could quite possibly be triggered with an attack on Iran. They're openly announcing the end of the dollar. They're openly announcing that they want to devalue our currency and go to this global currency, the SDR, backed up by a basket of currencies, and we will pay taxes on all of the activities that we're involved in to this global offshore system. Carbon taxes paid to the very same private banks that have bankrupted our economy by creating $600 trillion, in the words of the Washington Post, of counterfeit, derivative, made-up financial instruments that they use to buy off media, sports teams, government, factories. Globalism, NAFTA and GATT, is treason. It is the overthrow of our country. And I saw some of the comments, most of the comments, I'd say running, you know, 9 out of 10 were supporting me, pointing out this is bread and circus, the fall of Rome, a political distraction. But some were like, I just love LeBron. He makes me feel good about myself and proud of my city, proud of my state. How dare you? Look, all I'm saying is you got your priorities screwed up. And there's a reason this country's going bankrupt. There's a reason crooked politicians are running wild, because people don't know who their state rep is. They don't know who their federal rep is. They don't know who their senator is. They don't know who their mayor is. I mean, take Austin, Texas. It is a federal violation of law and state law to put a toll road on an existing road. The second most busy road in Texas is MoPac. And it drive and they'll never expand the lanes, even though they have room. They'll never put a double-decker in the last 30 years. They proposed 5 years ago, 3 years ago, and 2 years ago as part of the NAFTA Superhighway to put a toll road on it and shut two of the three lanes and make them toll road where you've got to pay. How are people going to get off? But that's not the issue. The issue here is that when we created opposition to the toll road, they backed off and said, we're not going to do it now. Then they came back a few years later and said, we're going to do it. We said no, and they said, we never said we were going to do it. Now they've announced they're going to do it, whether we like it or not, and it's about money. It's not about fixing traffic. It's going to make it worse. We know in every study it does. Now, could we get the 100,000 UT fans that go worship the UT football team, 100,000 people to City Hall of the million people that live Metro to stop this taking over of 183 MoPac and every other major road they're going to put toll roads on, $5 each way on each road, screwing up the traffic when we paid for these roads with tax money and the money's going to offshore private toll road corporations that are taking over our nation? That's globalism. That's high treason. This is tyranny. Let's go ahead and go to this video that we shot that's gone viral, where I break down the facts, and the headline is, as the United States collapses, media worships LeBron James. Decide what you want, a future or to worship stupid fake icons. Here it is. Societies don't change. Whether it was the Roman Empire or Nazi Germany, the population is obsessed with sports and petty celebrities. And the United States is no different. MSNBC, the New York Times, they're all reporting that we are going into a depression. one of the greatest depressions in world history. And our decadent, slob-like public, and that's not everyone, but large percentages of the public, could care less. They're not involved in their communities. We've got 46 states on the verge of bankruptcy. The government's raising taxes on every level. The border with Mexico is collapsing. Mexico has collapsed. And the public doesn't care because the media has set the agenda. And they tell you to care about LeBron James and his decision. And he's playing into it and is going to announce his stupid decision. It doesn't matter what basketball team he goes to. This is a distraction by design. We have the governor of the state he's currently living in a bizarre, we are LeBron, we are the world, literal worship fest with hundreds of celebrities. This is sickening.
Hey, LeBron, we really need you. No bigger heart is gonna love you.
Imagine the Ohio governor begging and pleading on television and serenading LeBron James with hundreds of other celebrities when Ohio is one of the states slated to go completely bankrupt. We're going into a depression. They're about to launch World War III with Iran. Openly, Fox News is reporting as if it's a good thing in New York State and Illinois that troops have helped arrest thousands of citizens and are doing gun sweeps in people's homes and searching people's cars. We're going in to martial law. Offshore banks have overthrown the U.S. They've stolen tens of trillions of dollars, like we're some third world country they're looting. Everything's going to hell in a handbasket. So if you want to know why your children have no future, if you want to know why you're bankrupt, if you want to know why you're in debt, if you want to know why you have no future and have lost your job or are getting your pay cut, it's because your priorities are wrong. It's because you let that idiot box, the television, program you since the days that your mother and father set you in front of the TV for 12 hours a day in your crap-filled diapers. It's not too late to admit we're a sick, decadent, degenerate society crumbling. We are Rome. It's 4:10. We're about to collapse, ladies and gentlemen. I know you won't know. You know about LeBron James. You don't know 4:10 is when Rome completely fell to Alaric, the Visigoth leader. You better learn history. This is dangerous. Don't say you weren't warned. The globalist engineers, the globalist social engineers look at you and how pathetic you are and how the whole world is waiting to see where LeBron James goes. The social controllers look at you and see how you're obsessed with LeBron James. And they decide, we got a bunch of schmucks. We've got a bunch of idiots. We got a bunch of morons right where we want them. Let's destroy their society. Let's loot it. Let's pass carbon taxes. Let's expand NAFTA and GATT. Let's announce an end to the dollar as the global reserve currency. You know what that means? We've already lost almost all our industry. We're already in a depression. When they get rid of the dollar as the world reserve currency, your life, as you know it, is officially over. You're going to be a third world slave like they are in Mexico or Nigeria. And you know what? Those people down there at least know why they're slaves. You are so stupid and so focused on crap, you'll probably still be talking about Lindsay Lohan when you're living as a homeless person on the street. My friends, we've got to set our priorities and set them now. Liberty or tyranny? You've got to wake up and decide what is important to you, saving our republic, stopping the globalist takeover, or knowing all the mindless trivia about LeBron James and Lindsay Lohan. There isn't much more time. I'm begging you to ask yourselves to look in the mirror and really realize how sick this is. It's not bad to like a basketball game, but it is mentally ill and sick to buy into this manufactured hype and to have government officials that should be working for the people. We're going to come back and finish the last minute or two of this in the next segment. But why does the Bible talk about have no gods before me? Well, you got the God who's telling you don't kill, don't steal, you know, love your neighbor. Or you can have the God of LeBron James or the God of Adolf Hitler or the God of Newt Gingrich or the God of the environment. Humans idolize something. And what you idolize is then how you build your life. You build your life around what you think is important, what you invest your time and energy in. You're on a beautiful planet in the middle of the universe, spinning around a sun, and there's rainbows and the Van Allen radiation belt and the Aurora Borealis, and life and birds and bees and just all this incredible majesty of creation around us, the oceans, the miracle of procreation, the beauty of art and literature, And everything is debased down to people putting a basket, putting a ball in a basket, or worshiping Lindsay Lohan. This is why we're in so much trouble, because our art and our literature and our culture has been dumbed down to this level. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
So you think the massive Gulf oil leak won't affect the air you breathe? Think again. Benzene, a toxic gas emitted from crude oil and a known carcinogen, is now airborne, traveling hundreds, even thousands of miles inland. Whether you live near the Gulf or not, benzene and other volatile organic compounds could cause adverse reactions to those living inside your home. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, came to airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to clean the air on boats aiding in the Gulf cleanup. Do what NOAA did. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at InfoWars.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com, HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website,
yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms,
and not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
More time. I'm begging you to ask yourselves to look in the mirror and really realize how sick this is. It's not bad to like a basketball game, but it is mentally ill and sick to buy into this manufactured hype and to have government officials that should be working for the people sitting there in these disgusting media spectacles worshiping somebody. Our role models, our icons, the people that our children look up to and model themselves after are not inventors and scientists and trailblazers anymore. That's why America's gone from the greatest to the most pathetic in every statistical analysis you look at. And it's only getting worse. We still got a lot of great people in this country. But with Pete Rose and LeBron James and Michael Vick being our heroes, we're a joke. We're clowns. They've taken our heroes and our role models away. Ladies and gentlemen, you have been warned. And this whole LeBron James decision means absolutely nothing. This obsession with petty issues of little or no significance is the modern version of bread and circus. It is the opiate of the masses, and it's why we are dumbed down slaves with no future if we don't wake up. You have been warned. We are back live, and that is the video that I put together last night with Aaron Dykes. Does such incredible work. We commend him for putting that video together last night, and it's up on the Drudge Report and Infowars.com. The article written by Aaron Dykes that accompanies it is titled, As the United States Collapses, Media Worships LeBron James. And it is gives me a lot of satisfaction to be able to get the word out about how this bread and circus distraction is basically cancer to this nation. I mean, not only do we have the looming war with Iran, the dollar being devalued, and the UN calling for it to lose its world reserve currency status, not only do we have new banker bailouts on the horizon and the border collapsing and Obama treacherously suing Arizona, but we have the BP oil spill ruining the lives of the people on the Gulf Coast, annihilating the property values, destroying these fishermen, and the hurricanes now forming in the Gulf to push the hundreds of millions of gallons of oil, toxic sludge, into the coastline, open discussions of mass evacuations looming in the Washington Post and other mainstream publications, and you've got the entire country, the entire country's mainstream news media, not the entire population, but large portions of it, large dumbed-down groups, completely obsessed over LeBron James, a basketball player. And you've got them begging him and pleading him not to leave and saying, our ego is tied up in you. You can't go. You can't leave. And then he leaves. It's just sickening. And then I saw the owner of the team criticizing him in the news and talking about how treacherous and horrible and despicable his decision was. It's a money-making operation. There's no morals involved in this. I mean, the media has implied that entertainment is the highest form of patriotism, that it's the only thing that matters in a society. How do we get our young people to think that George Washington is their hero, or Martin Luther King, for that matter, who did stand up for civil rights for people, or Mahatma Gandhi, or our veterans, or every few months I read about a fireman or an emergency rescue worker who dies going into a house to save children, or who gets badly burned, or someone who drowns trying to save people from a overflowing river. I mean, those are heroes. Those are people we should model ourselves after, not LeBron James. I mean, the way they built up Obama as this messianic leader, the way they built up Bush as someone we should admire, some political operative. We've got to change who our role models are. We've got to start realizing that what's important is what people stand up for. Heroes are individuals who, despite the fact that the media demonizes them, stand up for the Second Amendment and stand up for the Constitution and stand up for this country's sovereignty. That's why I admire celebrities who take stances that are politically incorrect, knowing they're going to be attacked by the media, knowing they're not going to be promoted by the media, because they understand that their celebrity needs to be used for something good. I mean, I don't agree with a lot of things that Sean Penn has done, but I did have a chance to meet him in Denver a few years ago, and I admire him for trying to go and help people in Haiti. That's why I admire the things that Ted Nugent does, because he stands up for property rights and the Second Amendment. I mean, that's the type of information that needs to be gotten out to the public. This is the type of information that people need to be made aware of. We're going to come back and continue with the news and a lot more. We have a lot of informative guests coming up in the balance of the broadcast. We have 2.5 hours left straight ahead. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are the websites. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Listen up, folks. This is important. Alex Jones here. Now you can get free shipping on the storable, easy-to-fix, delicious food from eFoodsDirect.com. From July 4th through July 14th, we have looming evacuations in the Southeast, unemployment insurance running out, and predictions of huge inflation. So we all need to get as much food as we can. Every one of you needs to buy as much storable food as possible. This is the perfect time to do just that with eFoods Direct and take advantage of their free shipping special. When you order from eFoodsDirect.com from July 4th through July 14th, every dollar you spend will buy the food, and eFoods Direct will pay for the shipping in the continental United States. This is Alex Jones wishing you and your family true independence this 4th of July with great food and free shipping through July 14th from eFoodsDirect.com. You can order on the website eFoodsDirect.com or simply call 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/ship-free.
The Fall of America and the Western World is an all-new 10-hour documentary and survival guide rolled into one. In this film, you will see the reasons why our government is failing and what you can do to prepare. Featuring Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, Joseph Farah, David Icke, Naomi Wolf, G. Edward Griffin, Doug McIntyre, Mark Crispin Miller, Mickey Z, Doug Casey, David McIlvaney, and myself, Alex Jones. Protect yourself and get the tools you need to protect your family from these difficult times. The Fall of America and the Western World at www.thefallofamerica.net or click on the banners at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Again, that website's www.thefallofamerica.net or call 800-655-1577. Prepare yourself and the ones you love today. Fallofamerica.net.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Well, Ted Nugent is joining us here in just a moment. Can't wait to talk to him about a host of issues. But first off, don't forget that we are supported not by these big global corporations or the New World Order or the socialists. We're supported by you, the listeners. The news websites, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, the syndicated radio broadcast, the films I make. And plus, these videos are what are waking this country up. All available at Infowars.com. The Obama deception. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, The Secret of Oz, exposing the private Federal Reserve System, Don't Tread on Me with Sheriff Richard Mack, and how we're going to take our states back. Key information that every sheriff needs to see. Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined. It's all available at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. You can also write to us at P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we are joined by Ted Nugent. I don't need to really introduce him. Everybody knows who Ted Nugent is. But his latest book was a number one New York Times bestseller, Ted Nugent, Red, White, and Blue. And we really appreciate him joining us, the Nugent Manifesto. And he's also on tour right now. The website is TedNugent.com. And, Ted, it is great to have you here with us.
Yeah, back at you, Alex. Greetings from the Nugent family and certainly the band and my crew and all my guides and outfitters and all my hunting and fishing and trapping and NRA blood brothers out there. We bring you a salute for staying true to logic, common sense, self-evident truth, and the American way. You're doing God's work, man. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Ted. Before we get into all the things that are happening with Barry Sotaro, a.k.a. Barack Obama, the Arizona situation, before we get into all of that, the oil spill, you name it, tell us about the book that, of course, is a number one New York Times bestseller, now coming out in paperback.
Well, I wrote Ted White and Blue, the Nugent Manifesto, a few years ago, as an ongoing attempt and a successful one on my part to raise hell, to actually have the audacity to participate in this sacred experiment in self-government. I believe, Alex, that what is in the pages of Ted White and Blue, the Nugent Manifesto, and certainly what you do on the radio every day and what more and more people are waking up to the reality of, is that in order to earn your Americanism, you have to actually participate and be engaged in this very responsible and very critical duty of a self, of an experiment in self-government. I realized way back in the 60s when I was attacked on hippie rock and roll radio for not doing their drugs and not drooling and puking like all the other zombie dips out there, and they would attack me for carrying a gun and believing in self-defense and hunting and fishing and trapping and all these perfect environmental positives that the Nugent family celebrates, that I realized that, boy, the left are brain dead. They're dangerous. They literally celebrate the bad and the evil while I try to maximize the good. So I started maximizing the good in an attempt to destroy the bad and the ugly. And it's been very successful because I got to tell you, Alex, I'm a gregarious guy. I travel this country. We have an incredible tour right now. 50 years later, it's called Trample the Weak, Hurdle the Dead. I got the greatest band in the world. We're selling out every night all these years later. And the positive energy, the goodwill, the decency, the logic that Alex Jones represents, the logic that is in Ted White and Blue, the Nugent Manifesto, and in my weekly articles on humanevents.com and washingtontimes.com, that I'm not the weirdo. The left are the weirdo. History has proven that everything Barack Obama stands for and is implementing has destroyed societies 100% of the time. But if you continue to placate and try to cuddle with the pimps and the whores and the welfare brats, that people will be inclined to vote for politicians who will give stuff to the pimps and the whores and the welfare brats. So Ted White and Blue, the Nugent Manifesto, is a battle cry to bring the good forward and to celebrate the most productive American families there are while we crush the bad and the ugly of Barack Hussein Obama and his legions of pimps, whores, and welfare brats.
Well, expanding on that, liberty and freedom and building our republic and saving it from the jaws of collectivism and globalism, this is not a spectator sport. And that's what's so good about you, Ted, is I know you've been persecuted, but it didn't make you cry and go into the shadows. It didn't make you sell out to these people. You stood up to them and became even more successful, despite the fact in the last three decades that you didn't submit to their propaganda and brainwashing. And as you said, you have now succeeded doing it your way as a true American, whereas they have failed. You are popular. Your message is stronger now, not weaker. Their message is weakening by the day. They are bleeding out some wildcat that Ted Nugent's just blasted.
Well, for years I've been attacked as being an extremist and a radical and out of control. And to all those accusations, I would like to plead live on the Alex Jones radio show, you're damn right. You're damn right I'm an extremist. I'm extremely free. I'm not kind of free. I don't kind of have individual rights. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, John Paul Stevens, Sonia Sotomayor, you racist punk, Stephen Breyer, these subhuman anti-American punks in black robes in the Supreme Court of the United States, who actually wrote, Alex, help me through this. If I have an aneurysm on your radio, Sergio, send someone to resuscitate me. Because we have four Americans, and I'm being generous with the term, who have actually written a Supreme Court statement that that American citizens have no fundamental right to self-defense. They didn't even say Second Amendment or keep and bear arms. These four subhuman Supreme Court punks don't believe that American citizens have a basic right to self-defense. I'm a creative guy, Alex. I'm an imaginative guy. I not only wrote Wang Dang Sweet Poontang, I mean it every night when I sing it. But my creative juices pale and come to a screeching halt trying to come up with something more offensive, more anti-human than four punk anti-justices on the Supreme Court who don't think American citizens have the right to self-defense. I recommend they dial 1-800-EAT-ME.
Ted Nugent, I mean, this really is an act of treason, of sedition. It's so dangerous.
Treason, absolutely.
I mean, Obama is now going to probably get a couple more justices in, and instead of them ruling that we have a limited Second Amendment, which is bad enough, they're going to rule we have no right. And we know Attorney General Holder, in cases, has argued that he believes in the UN's policy that Bill Clinton signed on to with the UNIDIR documents and the UN treaty, that no citizen is allowed to have any firearm, and that only the state can own guns as a, quote, power monopoly. That's a quote, the power monopoly of the state. These people really are Joe Stalin, Adolf Hitler, Mao Zedong, rolled into one. They know that political power goes out of the barrel of the gun. They know that we will be we the people as long as we're armed as that ultimate check against tyranny. And that's why they hunger and lust after our precious guns. And I will remind them that in 1775 in Lexington and Concord, the war was kicked off that led to 1776 and the Declaration of Independence and July 4th and mom and apple pie and everything good about this country. When the British came to take the guns and the ammo, and I remind them again that the day they try to actually say we can't own our guns is the day they're in a lot of trouble. They are a bunch of wannabe Joe Stalins. They are criminals.
I couldn't have said it better myself, Alex. God bless you for that. That kind of inescapable historical evidence that you just articulated with the proper passion. Alex, feel good today in 2010. That spirit, that most critical and important American genetic trait of defiance, is alive and well and growing out of the cesspool of apathy that allowed American citizens to bend over to the unforgivable degree to allow the Mao Zedong fan club into the White House. And a lot of people, Alex, I know they're, Alex Jones and Ted Nugent, that's hyperbole.
Six of his czars have praised Mao.
It's every word you say, every word I wrote in Ted White and Blue, the Nugent Manifesto, my weekly columns at humanevents.com and washingtontimes.com. In fact, Alex, you got to connect with my website, tednugent.com. I've got thousands of articles I've written that no one can argue with. In fact, here's the beauty of it, Alex. Here's what my critics do when they attack me. Even on those websites, those conservative websites, they constantly repeat the Saul Alinsky, Cloward Piven modus operandi. Everywhere I write an article, this is so beautiful I can hardly stand myself. I'm more proud of what I'm about to tell you, Alex, than anything in my life. Every time I stand up and write an article or speak or do interviews, the left goes berserk and they call me a draft dodger. I did not dodge the draft. I had a 1Y deferment. They call me a child molester and a sex offender. I've never been charged with or convicted of any of those evil accusations, but based on the Saul Alinsky playbook that Hillary Clinton did her thesis in college on, they need to attack with the most vicious and hateful lies they can.
Oh, Ted,
oppress their enemies.
Ted, you should be proud. That's a badge of honor.
I'm proud, Alex.
Well, listen, I mean, they've had national TV and Chris Matthews claim that I'm calling for violence when I've never called for violence. I've said we have a right to defend ourselves against criminals. I mean, it's insane how much they lie. But shifting gears into another area that follows that line, I want to read you a quote here. This is the definition of high treason. Participating in a war against one's country, attempting to overthrow its government, spying on its military, its diplomats, or its secret services for a hostile foreign power. Now, what is it, by definition, to have Obama violate the 9th, 10th, and 11th Amendment. The 11th Amendment says the federal government cannot sue a state or an individual on behalf of a foreign power or state and cannot sue an individual citizen on behalf of a foreign power, state, or individual. So that's the 11th, not just the 10th Amendment. All the scholars have looked at it and said that all the Arizona law does is it's a copy of the federal law, and it says if we have first contact with a drunk driving illegal alien, or if we come to a crime scene and they're an illegal alien with no ID, we're going to take them to jail. So it's okay to throw the book at citizens. In Colorado, 2 days ago, a 82-year-old veteran was being robbed at his house. They were stealing his vehicle, his trailer. They tried to run over him. He shot one of the illegals. The illegal pled guilty. The police released the wounded illegal and his cohort, and they're charging him with murder, and he's facing life in prison. So the border has collapsed. Sheriffs are begging for help. 80 plus miles into Arizona is literally run by illegals. There's signs up saying don't drive down this road, don't go in this national park, don't go in the state park. Arizona's begging for help, and Obama sends the feds in to sue them to block the state trying to restore law and order that is lawful. And it's worse, Senator Kyle meets with Obama, and Obama says, I want that crisis to get worse, to force through amnesty. If that isn't high treason, Ted Nugent, what is it?
Well, by all common sense and logic, the President of the United States and most of his czars, many of his administration, are guilty of all the crimes you just outlined. Anybody who doesn't get that is either brain dead or have their heads so far up their asses not to have seen daylight in that last century. I believe that the good Governor Brewer is doing God's work in Arizona. I believe that the good citizens of Arizona, I was down there when the good rancher was murdered by illegal invaders, and that our government did nothing in response to an American being murdered by Mexican invaders. This wouldn't even qualify as a bad script for Planet of the Apes, Alex. But I have confidence. I'm on tour right now. I've already done like 20-some cities, and I got another 40 to go. And I communicate with the heroes of law enforcement, our Border Patrol agents, all arms of the U.S. military are at every concert. We have a little powwow. We drink a little ginger ale and eat a little guacamole backstage every night. And we talk about the important issues. And I believe that there is a growing activism. There's a growing re-engagement of we the people. We are once again identifying the self-evident truth that is articulated and guaranteed in the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights. Certainly that America is based on the Ten Commandments and the Golden Rule and overall excellence being the vehicle by which you achieve the American dream. That's now starting to become a fist-pounding communication, a little bit more passionate, more like Alex Jones would do and like Ted Nugent would do. I see a growing fervor and a growing enlightenment and communication amongst families at the workplace, at church, at school, where we're starting to identify that the president hates America, that the president hates the American dream, that the president of the United States is waging war on the American dream, entrepreneurialism, and excellence. He literally is implementing policies that are a clear and present danger, that are acts of treason, and I believe that come November, like we did up in Massachusetts and a few other midterm elections recently, the incumbents and the Fedzillocrats, the corruption, the entrenched abuse of power that is rampant in our government today is going to get a rude awakening. I believe that we're going to take this country back in a nonviolent way. I believe that the very fact that there are more guns per capita in the United States, more ARs, more ammo than any society in recorded history, Alex, the statistics are irrefutable, that is an entrenchment statement. Don't tread on me. You better hope we take this country back nonviolently, because we can and we will, but the alternative will accomplish the same thing.
Well, the system knows that. Well, law enforcement sent us the MIAC and Homeland Security reports. We broke that back in January of last year. And they're not worried about people wearing turbans in caves. You know, that's what they sell the public on. The entire federal apparatus under Lord Obama is for returning veterans, gun owners, conservatives, people like Ron Paul, people even like the Libertarian presidential candidate that's pretty much milquetoast, Bob Barr. They're saying if somebody has an American flag or get us out of the UN sticker on their car, that they want to kill cops. I mean, this really shows the treason that basically those reports, if you boil them down, say that if you've got a portrait of John Wayne or Ted Nugent hanging in your house, you're a terrorist.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. If you listen to the president and his attorney general, his secretary of treasury, the entire administration, if you listen to 9 out of 10 bureaucrats out there right now, you literally are hearing without flinching their hatred for America, their support for illegal invaders, their intentional dismantling of this American dream, this American experiment of self-government. So, again, the Tea Party is but the tip of a cultural war spear that is being sharpened as we speak, Alex. Again, I think the prognosis is better than it was a few years ago. The line drawn in the sand has never been more obvious and more defined. I believe that more and more Americans are waking up, that we have it. We, the people, are the cause of all this. We let the rats into our house for the last 50 years, but it took a really stinking, communist, toxic rat like Barack Hussein Obama and his Mao Zedong fan club to finally wake up Americans that this man, this community organizer in chief, hates America, and he would be just tickled pink if America turned into his Indonesian dream. But we the people are waking up. The Tea Party is the tip of the iceberg, and I believe that we're going to vote these bastards out ASAP. I believe that the next few years' elections are going to be a shocking wake-up call to these abuse of power monsters that come trickle down from the President of the United States. So we do have to turn up the heat. Anybody right now, Alex, in America who's not in constant communication with their elected officials, their senator, their congressman, their mayor, their government, their governor, saying stop the tax and burn, stop with this insanity of forbidding entrepreneurs from digging for the energy that we the people need. The BP spill is but 0.00128% of faults by BP and the drilling industry, whereas the Fedzillocrats are guilty 99.8% of the time of abusing their power. BP isn't the enemy. Fedzilla is the enemy.
Well, I mean, expanding on that, of all the oil companies, and I'm pro energy, pro cheap energy, and I am pro drill, baby drill. BP are the one oil company that pushed the carbon tax. They're one of the biggest contributors to Obama. They met with Ken Lay of Enron and Al Gore back in 1995 to come up with the carbon trading scheme. And I'm very suspicious, Ted, of this whole thing and the way Obama has been blocking the relief effort and not letting those skimmer ships and other things come in and blocking the states from building berms. I think he wants this to be as bad as possible. And he now admits he wants to get a carbon tax with it.
Well, I think you're suspicions are well founded, and I think that's, and again, Alex, the job of an American citizen is to remain suspicious, to turn up the heat and the pressure and the probing and the scrutiny of our elected officials and our government constantly. So I join you in that suspicion, but I was stating a statistic regarding BP's, spill rate and their so-called accident rate. I'm still not sure whether it was an accident or negligence. I got to tell you, I've never been attacked in my home, but I got a gun in every corner. I've never had a fire in my house, but I've got a fire.
Well, regardless, the rest of the industry shouldn't be punished for BP's bad record. And they
exactly.
do have the worst record.
Exactly.
I mean, that's communism. That's
Alex. They won't be punished. We will be.
Exactly. So, I mean, look, if my neighbor commits a crime, I don't go to jail with him. That's communism.
Yep. Well, welcome to the Marxist fan club of Barack Hussein Obama. It's tragic. Well, God bless you, Alex, for raising the hell that you're raising. I know your listeners are passionate, and God bless you being right here in the epicenter of the greatest republic in the nation. I mean, Texas isn't perfect, but boy, at least my governor shoots coyotes.
Yeah, here in Austin.
For the right direction.
Ted Nugent, we're almost out of time. We've only got about 4 minutes left with you, and then you've got to go jump on a plane. But a few other questions that I wanted to raise with Ted Nugent while he's with us, tednugent.com, our site, of course. is InfoWars.com. What is your overall view on the government takeover of healthcare? Now we're finding out it doesn't cover the uninsured. Now we find out the insurance companies wrote it. Now we find out the big offshore banks were involved. Now we find out it's just another banker bailout.
Well, and again, God bless guys like Glenn Beck. I've never seen anybody spotlight more cockroaches than Alex Jones and Glenn Beck, and he's bringing forth these videos and showing the statements, the unflinching statements by the Barack Obama cronies out there who have articulated that the takeover of the healthcare industry is merely one of their baby steps, though it could be a giant step, much like cap and trade and the taking over of General Motors and the Fedzilla intrusion into a private business across this country. That's all part of his Marxist agenda. You really examine the voting record of Barack Obama, who is basically a clueless rookie, whose only credentials is a community organizer, which pretty much any hippie could do. The president's agenda, his czar's agenda, his administration's agenda. Van Jones was thrown out, but Alex, we all know that everybody around the president's is a Van Jones. And they're putting on their shirt and tie, and they're backing down their extremist revolutionary rhetoric so that they can be more palatable.
Well, it's now come out that John P. Holdren wrote that he wants, just a few years ago, the complete transfer of our wealth globally. I mean, these guys are very dangerous. But my last question for Ted Nugent is this. Ted, everybody I talk to gets the same intel, and we see not just Democrats being voted out, but pro-establishment Republicans in every primary. So it's the incumbent establishment people that are being voted out. This is a political realignment away from tyranny towards the foundation of this country, the spirit of 1776.
Amen.
And so, I mean, in closing, it sounds like you're saying, but I want it in your own words, that you're seeing just a turbocharged awakening, the likes of which you've never seen on the road.
I'm 62 years old this year, Alex, and you're correct. I'm seeing a turbocharged awakening across this country. And most relievingly, from the heroes of law enforcement and military, where I believe, and this is the deciding factor, Alex, and this is a great point to celebrate, that if the... Oh, there's a military term that I'll give you the first two syllables on your turn, on your show. It's a cluster. It's a cluster whack, so to speak, that when and if these Mao Tse-Tung fan clubbers in the White House and the czars and the administration of Barack Hussein Obama, if they dare continue down the road they're going, and if all hell breaks loose, I am convinced that the majority of law enforcement and the majority of military personnel will be on the side of we the people. If that doesn't tell you something, that they voluntarily offer that testimony everywhere I go, that's an indicator that brings me great hope, because I believe that we're going to take back this country in a nonviolent voting way. It's going to be a huge takeover. You're right, the incumbents, they're all guilty to some degree. We need to watch and make sure that we keep the good guys in there. We got some good guys like Mike Cox and Mike Rogers in Michigan. We got good guys here in Texas like Governor Rick Perry and some of the Republicans. And there's actually a few Democrats out there that still pretend they're not in the same camp as Nancy Pelosi. We wish them well. But we the people are in charge. And if we continue with the apathy, America's going to hell. If we reengage and function as we the people, suspicious of our government and constantly spotlighting the cockroaches and Fedzillocrats and abusers of power, then we will get this great experiment self-government back soon. I believe the prognosis is gaining positive momentum, Alex, but we need to turn up the heat and re-engage on every level in our neighborhoods, in our churches, in our schools, in our communities, and take this country back.
All right, Ted Nugent, thank you so much for the time. He's on tour. Find out at TedNugent.com. Thank you, Ted.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here with urgent information concerning TrendsResearch.com. The Trends Journal distills the voluminous ongoing research of the Trends Research Institute into a concise, readily accessible form. By tracking 300 separately defined domestic and international trends, the Trends Journal establishes the connections that others fail to see or misinterpret. Gerald Celente's Trends Journal allows you
to anticipate change, recognize the implications, and take protective strategies. Individual readers from every walk of life can put the Trends Journal Trends Forecast and Trends Analysis to practical use. Extra information to keep you well informed throughout the year. When any current event of major social, economic, or political significance occurs, Trends Journal notifies its subscribers of their implications. When you subscribe to the Trends Journal, you'll also receive Trends Alerts. Visit TrendsResearch.com today. That's TrendsResearch.com. Subscribe to the Trends Journal. This information is too important to wait.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We got Bob Chapman with us for the next hour, a regular guest every Friday. We're going to open the phones up in this hour. And the next, the toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. I'm going to get the latest financial developments from our in-house expert, Bob Chapman, on the economy, and then I'm going to get his take on LeBron James and how we're obsessed with petty sports icons, where he sees the dollar going with these UN announcements of how we should scrap it. We're going to get into so many important issues. Also, in the last hour, we've got a Arizona sheriff popping in who's got Mexican mafia hits out on him. The mechanics have been turned loose. And folks, it's not a joke when MS-13, the Mexican mafia, have killed over 2,000 police just in the last year. It's 24,000 dead now in the last 2 years in Mexico. Thousands dead on the U.S. side. The media was actually the liberal fake media, the establishment media, was claiming that this is that's just when they issue a hit, it's just a joke. And I wonder how they're going to spin dead sheriffs. They'll probably say they're Al-Qaeda or something, knowing the media. Well, this sheriff, he was evil. The Mexican mafia is good. They're killing everybody in Mexico. So that's all coming up in the last hour. And I've got other news here. They're trying to move now towards grocery stores where you face scan, thumbprint, biometrically to buy and sell. And we've got a key article out on that up at prisonplanet.com. Mark of the Beast rears its head in Pennsylvania. But I want to give the number out. It's 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, straight ahead. And we'll be talking, of course, with Bob Chapman. And in fact, going to Bob right now. Bob, so much happened since we talked to you 7 days ago last Friday. We've now passed another birthday for our country. And I think that overall, we're in a lot of trouble, but people are starting to accelerate their awakening. We heard the same thing from Ted Nugent. But on the economy, what do you think are the biggest and most important developments we've seen in the last 7 days?
Well, there's a number of them. I think we looked a year at first, and a loan was made about a year ago from the European Central Bank to other banks. And it was for about $557 billion. And instead of reissuing it for a year, what they are doing is reissuing that loan for quarters every 3 months. And also, there's supplements to that if they need it. And the total amount is around $664 billion on the new loan line, we'll call it. And you can go back 2.5 to 3 years here, and the scandal of the misrating and the criminal activity of Wall Street and banking in selling collateralized debt obligations, which are bonds which contain mortgages, 60% of which were dumped in Europe. And they are nowhere near recovering from that, just like the American institutions have purchased them as well. And so Europe is in very tough shape. And it's not only the pigs that you hear about, which are the five nations that have fiscal and monetary problems. It's also the people, the countries, the banks that bought the bonds, which they should have never bought in the first place. And, of course, countries like Greece and Italy should have never been accepted into the euro.
But don't worry, the very same mega banks that sold them the time bomb derivatives, they've got a new solution, a global government we pay our carbon taxes to, Bob.
That's right. And I think the evolution that you just talked about in the introduction about the special drawing rights and the dumping of the dollar, they think it's time to do that. When we come back, we'll get into it.
Yeah, I remember you 5 years ago talking about SDRs would be the global cashless currency. People said, well, wait a minute, that's a basket of currencies. But this central group of bankers will set those values. It'll give them even more power to manipulate. Stay there. Bob Chapman, our guest, straight ahead, and your phone calls early in the hour. I promise we're going to get to you. Any questions you've got for Bob or other news items you want to bring up, we'll be right back.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones asking you for a minute of your time to tell you about soap. Not detergents, but good old-fashioned pure soap made by the Calbin Soap Company, a family-owned and operated American company. My family, staff, friends, and radio listeners are constantly telling me how much they love these products for bath, hair, laundry, and dishes. There is nothing like these factory-direct, big-money-saving, triple-concentrated soaps anywhere. Get a free detailed catalog by calling 800-340-7091 or see them online at 5starsoap.com or Infowars.com. Let's talk to the owner of 5 Star Soap, Marty Schachter, and see what he has to say.
As founder and owner for over 63 years, people keep asking me, how's business? I'm happy to say our business is going down the drain. Call us at 1-800-340-7091. Visit our website, 5starsoap.com, for buying a 1 to 2 month soap sampler. Thank you.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I can be in New York State, Oklahoma, Florida, Texas, California. Doesn't matter where I go. I can be in foreign countries and people come up to me on the street and they say, you woke me up, Alex, and you showed me a wider world. All I'm doing is trying to get the blinders off people. Then you'll see it for yourselves. Once you see the Matrix, there's no going back. And 9 times out of 10, or even more often, I mean, it's almost always, more like 90 times out of 100 or 99 times out of 100. I mean, it's almost always. Well, you've heard the callers. You know, I tuned into you because I saw the Obama deception, or I saw Fall of the Republic, or I saw Invisible Empire, New Order Defined, or I saw Terror Storm. The films are the biggest weapon we've got. because these films are well-produced, they're highly documented, it's riveting, frightening info, but it gives people solutions. And it's not just my videos, like Invisible Empire, Obama Deception, Endgame. By the way, we've got a special running right now where you can get a free Endgame when you order other videos, because this film is so important. This is still one of our best sellers 3.5 years later, but I'm giving them away free. When you get Invisible Empire, when you get Obama Deception, when you get some of the other films, you can get the New World Order film that, of course, aired on the Independent Film Channel, free with some of the documentaries for a limited time at Infowars.com. The Secret of Oz, all about the banking system and solutions, that's available. Don't Tread on Me, for every county servant, for every sheriff who's a servant of the people. Everyone needs to see this, about the 10th Amendment, with Sheriff Mack, myself, Edwin Vieira, and many others. Don't Tread on Me. This is the info that is a stake in the heart of the vampires, all available at Infowars.com, or you can download all of my films, including other films we've been authorized to post on PrisonPlanet.tv that I didn't produce but that I'm in, like Camp FEMA, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. They're all at PrisonPlanet.tv. And your membership for $5.95 a month, the cost of two Starbucks coffees, that funds our operation as well. And I want to thank all of you that have been funding the InfoWar. And what we're doing here is we have this larger platform to bring others on to expand the awakening and accelerate the awakening that's happening. So see them all at PrisonPlanet.tv, as well as the simulcast of the radio show in living color, the simulcast at PrisonPlanet.tv, and all my films and my book and Paul Watson's book and the weekly reports he's doing, and now Steve's doing reports, and Kurt Nimmo's about to do reports, all at PrisonPlanet.tv. We just keep adding more and more. But please take action today. Infowars.com, two different shopping carts to choose from. We've got deals where you get a T-shirt, get a free ball cap, because we know the economy's falling apart. And we just want to get this stuff out there. It's all available at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And also, don't forget another great site to get information, theinternationalforecaster.com. And I noticed, Bob Chapman, that there's a new redesign. I like the old design, but the new design is kind of a Web 2.0 look at the International Forecaster. Tell us about those changes.
Well, the changes came about through having the same site for, I guess, about 10 years. And actually, I really didn't have much to do with it. Other people more talented in that area than I did it. And I'm very happy with it, and I hope everybody likes it. And we certainly get a lot of hits on that site for being an entity that doesn't advertise at all.
Absolutely, my friend. Now, let's continue, and then we're going to go to calls. We, for those that just joined us, we were getting into the future of the dollar. What does it mean when the IMF is in the news the last week and a half straight saying America is too much in debt? You've got to love this consortium of bankers that publicly engineered this, openly calling for themselves to be given world government power for us to pay them carbon taxes. And they're in the news today, all over the news, saying the answer to your problems is cutting Social Security, raising taxes, and basically giving all your money to us. What does it mean when the UN and others start beating the drum for the dollar to lose its world reserve currency? A, what does that mean? And B, what will happen if that unfolds?
Well, first of all, it's the wrong thing to have austerity and to increase taxes simultaneously. It's the best thing to do is to have austerity and cut taxes so that money will continue to flow into the economy, so that you don't have a dangerous and wretched depression. As far as the dollar being jettisoned, the powers that be within the United States, from behind the scenes banking and Wall Street, they have ravaged the dollar ever since after the Second World War, and of course since August 15, 1971, when we had the gold backing taken away from the dollar, and it's been downhill since then. And everybody is who is in that genre is very well aware of it. And so they finally decided that it's time that the dollar was replaced, and they would like to use the SDR, which is backed by nothing. And so it's no better than the dollar or any other currency. It's fiat, as it's called. And so what they want to do is kick the ball off by getting carbon taxes passed in the United States and then throughout the world. And part of those tax revenues will go to the IMF and the World Bank, and they will back the SDR with income that comes from these carbon taxes. At the same time, there'll be a big meeting, and like so many in the past, and they will devalue or revalue all currencies versus the SDR, and that'll be arbitrary in nature. And then I think they will also have multilateral defaults among nations, and the final configuration I don't know of yet, as yet, because we're not close enough to that happening. But that's what I think they intend to do, and that, of course, is why gold and silver are doing as well as they have, because people are saying, gee, I don't want another fiat currency. Now, that currency, the SDR, won't be used in commerce domestically by nations. Nations will still have their dollars and their pounds, etc., until they decide to make a change in that as well. But for the time being, I think they'll revalue and devalue the currencies versus the SDR. I also feel, and I was talking about that when the break came, is that the European nations and the European banks are no better off now than they were 2.5 to 3 years ago. And neither are the banks in the United States. And there's another crisis brewing. Nothing has been put to rest over there. I think that eventually the weaker countries will pull away from the euro, and I think it'll be abandoned. And why I say that more than anything else is that not all the mistakes that they've made, which should be prevalent to people who watch that scene, but also I see in Europe a movement toward decentralization. They went into centralization with the euro and the European Union, and it really hasn't worked very well. The German public really wants to get out of both of them. And I think they think it's time. They think that was in part punishment for what went on during World War II, as was the grievous price that they had to pay to join the two Germanies together some time ago. I guess it was in 1991-92. And so I see disruption there. Well, this is being reflected throughout the world. I mean, we've got all kinds of banks that are insolvent, central banks. We got the United States government, particularly the Treasury, and other central banks, along with the Federal Reserve, who are trying to make and talk gold down for the last 25 years, relatively unsuccessfully. And I think what we're doing on talk radio, as well as on the internet, is really taking its toll. And we talk about this every week. And I heard you talk about it with David Icke as well. We've got him on the run, and we've got to keep him that way.
Well, Australia has announced, because their government's approval ratings are literally in the low 20s, and when the people are asked, why are you angry? We're angry about the carbon tax, which is very draconian there, the most draconian in the world we've seen, where they just laid over half the country's land that people already owned that farmers were using off limits. We're mad about the carbon tax. We're mad about internet censorship. And so they've now said, okay, we're going to drop it for a year. And they admitted because of an election coming up. And I see this tactic constantly. They can tell when we build up to a critical mass that if they continue to fight us, we're going to win. So they always back off. That's like twice in the last 5 years, they were going to put illegal toll roads on 183 North, Mopac, 290, all the major roads of Austin where you can go nowhere. I mean, I live 15 miles at least from my office, and I can get here in about 15 minutes because there's big, nice highways that were built in the last two decades, and I paid for them, and they're all paid for, and I paid for them with the gas tax. And they admit this isn't even about paying for new roads. This is about taxes, because foreign center of Spain has come in. This is globalism, and bought off politicians. And so 5 years ago, they were going to do it. The people got mad. They backed off. Then about 2.5, 3 years ago, they said, oh, we never even said we were going to do it. And now they've announced, we don't care what you say. We're taking 3 lanes and making 2 of them a toll road when that's illegal to make an existing road a toll road, federal and state law. And they just don't care. And then we'll fight them again, and then they'll back off again. They never give up. We can never give up. We need to understand that this is a 12-round fight here, but what can you, when we come back, that tactic they use, Bob, because it makes me so angry.
Well, it's a strategic withdrawal. It's dialectic in nature. And I'll come back with you.
Yeah, we'll talk about it when we get back. It just makes me so mad. And, of course, it's Kirk Watson. And everybody's got their local shyster like him. This former mayor that literally stole tens of thousands of acres from people, turned around and gave it to himself, built things all over it when it's supposed to be environmental preserves, and now he's illegally up there, openly illegally. I mean, it's illegal. Gonna slap toll roads on everything when we've beaten him over and over again.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
The Fall of America and the Western World is an all-new 10-hour documentary and survival guide rolled into one. In this film, you will see the reasons why our government is failing and what you can do to prepare. Featuring Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, Joseph Farah, David Icke, Naomi Wolf, G. Edward Griffin, Doug McIntyre, Mark Crispin Miller, Mickey Z, Doug Casey, David McElhaney, and myself, Alex Jones. Protect yourself and get the tools you need to protect your family from these difficult times. The Fall of America and the Western World at www.thefallofamerica.net or click on the banners at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Again, that website's www.thefallofamerica.net or call 800-655-1577. Prepare yourself and the ones you love today. fallofamerica.net.
What started as an idea to provide power for a small hunting cabin has grown into a passion for creating an alternative energy source that's both affordable and reliable. At Wind Blue Power, our goal is to provide you with the best selection of parts and accessories to power your own ideas. Whether you're building a wind generator from scratch or you prefer a complete bolt-together kit, we've got you covered with fast worldwide shipping and impeccable customer service. Visit us at windbluepower.com. Think green, go blue at Wind Blue Power.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Point of strategic retreats, because they know that we're not playing this conscious game of deception like they are. And so every time that we reach critical mass, they're going to beat them. They retreat, but only attack again. It's basically like in a war, someone saying, let's have a ceasefire. And you go, okay, and lower your guns, and they shoot you in the chest. Continue commenting on that.
Well, they want us to lose momentum. They want us to forget about it. They want the public to forget about it. And then they'll come back stronger than ever. And only we're going to be waiting for them. Because we know their tactics. And our listeners are gaining knowledge in the games that are played.
Well, plus it shows what crooks they are, that they constantly, internationally, nationally, and locally, lie and say, we're done, it's never going to happen. And then they come back again.
Yeah, it's kind of like zombies. But anyway... You like that, huh? But anyway, that's what their game is. I was reading a piece by Carol Quigley today, who wrote in 1965 about what the Illuminists were going to do and spelled it all out. I was amazed at the time that he wrote the book, but it shows you maybe in modern times the beginning of their arrogance. And, you know, Freud and others touched upon the control of the masses. In fact, I'm running a piece along with all of those links from InfoWars. I must have six or seven of them on there, and because they're great. And so if you don't mind, I'll continue to run them. And so we're talking about the control of the minds of Americans and people throughout the world. And we're going to beat them at their own game by telling people the truth and telling the people that this is what they're doing to you with the media. You may not realize it. You may have a high school degree or a couple of years of college or even a degree, but you're not trained in that area, and you don't see the things that we see. I know when I went in counterintelligence, one of the first things that we read about was brainwashing. That's what it was called in the early 1950s. And so it hasn't really changed a lot since then, except it's become more sophisticated and the depth of knowledge is far greater. But don't let them fool you. We're here for a reason, and we're here to help you. And that's why we do what we do, especially me at my age. And so let's keep the pressure on them. And when they ease up, we'll remind them, we know what you're doing.
Well, they know that the momentum is shifting against them. Before we get back into the economy and the calls in the next segment, they want an Iran war. And now it's just all over the news that they're going to go ahead and strike Iran, maybe even use nukes on them. I mean, I guess even though they know it's going to be unpopular and illegal, they've got to do it as a political distraction because everything else they're doing is falling apart.
That's right. And, you know, how do we explain this plethora of warships and marine personnel off of Costa Rica?
Oh, that's another
take on that.
44 ships. The government's voted to allow troops and marines and helicopters and armored vehicles on the land to fight drug dealers. And it sounds like some kind of bizarre coup, like the government of Costa Rica is bringing the U.S. in ahead of them being voted out in elections. I mean, that's all you can see it as. Now Costa Rica, well, I guess, has to be invaded.
Well, I live there. And, you know, it's a great center for laundering money. But in the time I lived there, there was very little drugs in the country. And You know, maybe you're right about the politics, but, you know, I know many people and families who are, quote, at the top of the government. And, you know, there isn't a lot of difference between either party. I find it hard to buy that the new president, which is a lady, I think her name is Chihuahua, or something similar to that. Please excuse me if I'm wrong. I don't know that there's a political problem. I really can't figure out what they're doing there yet. I sure can figure out what's going off on in the Persian Gulf. I mean, that's very obvious, as you said. They're getting ready to go.
Well, I tell you, if you look at Grenada and then you look again at Panama, they use the same lie both times. They would say terrorist, and this is 100% was some truth to it in the island. But with the case of Panama, they just claimed that college students had been kidnapped. And then it was on local news and even came out in some U.S. news that they went to the dormitory and the girls said no one was holding us hostage. And they just invaded and blew the hell out of Panama City for no reason, but that Manuel Noriega was going to, well.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their home sale maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at InfoWars.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com, HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
Listen up, folks. This is important. Alex Jones here. Now you can get free shipping on the storable, easy-to-fix, delicious food from eFoodsDirect.com. From July 4th through July 14th, we have looming evacuations in the Southeast, unemployment insurance running out, and predictions of huge inflation. So we all need to get as much food as we can. Every one of you needs to buy as much storable food as possible. This is the perfect time to do just that with eFoods Direct and take advantage of their free shipping special. When you order from eFoodsDirect.com from July 4th through July 14th, every dollar you spend will buy the food, and eFoods Direct will pay for the shipping in the continental United States. This is Alex Jones wishing you and your family true independence this 4th of July with great food and free shipping through July 14th from eFoodsDirect.com. You can order on the website eFoodsDirect.com or simply call 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/ship-free.
The Fall of America and the Western World is an all-new 10-hour documentary and survival guide rolled into one. In this film, you will see the reasons why our government is failing and what you can do to prepare. Featuring Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, Joseph Farah, David Icke, Naomi Wolf, G. Edward Griffin, Doug McIntyre, Mark Crispin Miller, Mickey Z, Doug Casey, David McElhaney, and myself, Alex Jones. Protect yourself and get the tools you need to protect your family from these difficult times. The Fall of America and the Western World at www.thefallofamerica.net or click on the banners at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Again, that website's www.thefallofamerica.net or call 800-655-1577. Prepare yourself and the ones you love today. fallofamerica.net.
Rumors spreading round in that Texas town about the shack outside the games. And you know what I'm talking about. Just let me know if you wanna go. to that home out on the
Bob Chapman is our guest, going to your phone calls here momentarily on this live Friday edition. We have the sheriff, who's got a Mexican hit out on him, a contract out on him, joining us coming up in the next hour. Very important information. Bob, getting back into the economy, because we only spoke a few minutes about that. Why do you think they're finally announcing in CNBC and the New York Times and just everywhere, okay, it's a depression? I mean, my answer is because now they're going to sell us the next solution, giving the very bankers that did this more power. I hate to even call them bankers because there are real banks and, you know, real banks that loan money locally that do a good job in many cases. But these swindlers, these money changers, these globalists that pose as bankers, these Ponzi scheme operators. But I mean, what does it mean, though, to have them signifying that we are going into a depression? I mean, is it because they know the public isn't buying it anymore, that we're in a recovery? I mean, we go from them saying we're in a recovery to maybe it's a double dip recession overnight to it's a depression.
Well, I think that the public realizes there's something dramatically wrong. What they call it is irrelevant. And the recognition of that by the media may have come about because of the tremendous outside pressures that we've created. And I think that it could also be that, and I put this in the International Forecaster not too long ago, I've been told because Congress has refused to provide funds for the extension of unemployment, that they won't provide funds for stimulus. And that means that the Federal Reserve is going to have to supply the money. And I've been told that over the next 2.5 years, approximately, they're going to apply about $5 trillion to the economy. And so if major media was saying, gee, it's going to be a double dip recession and, you know, woe is me. And then all of a sudden, perhaps several months from now, everything starts to turn around and the media would say, well, and that's the people who said these things that, well, look, I guess we were wrong. Things are turning around and it's going to be okay. And, so they can, you know, go with the other side. But that's what I think is going to happen. It'll be very inflationary. It'll probably keep the stock market from plunging where it should plunge to on a short-term basis, but the market's still going to go down to reflect lower earnings and lower GDP during the second half of this year. And I think you're seeing that in the market now. Yes, we had a couple of mini recoveries, one during the last week, which Wall Street would call a dead cat bounce. And I think we're going down to the 8,000-8,500 area here prior to the election. We could go deeper. And it's because the fundamentals just aren't there. Through stimulus and through the Fed, both are producing about $2.3 trillion. All we did was go sideways for a little over a year and slightly higher in GDP. Very little was accomplished. Unemployment this second half of the year, easily 25% in real rates. And then you have all these people who are going to be roaming around, 2 million of them without checks anymore. They're not going to be very happy. So I think August and September are going to be volatile months because I think a lot of people are going to be complaining. Some might demonstrate. There could possibly be riots, but I don't foresee that, at least in my mind's eye at this point in time. And so you're going to have a lower stock market, and there's going to be a lot of people who are going to be disgruntled about that because the value of their pensions and their cash value life insurance policies and also your annuities are going to go down in value because the stocks are going down and they own them. And so it's not a happy time. And even if the Fed throws money at the whole thing, will it work?
Well, regardless, now is the time to get the maximum effort out because the system is trying to use the crisis they've created to remake the world in their image where they have even more power to control our lives and become even more wealthy. And it's critical that during this crisis, when people are actually ready to listen, that we tell the truth so there's an alternative to their tyranny. So this is such an important crossroads, such an important critical time in history. Let's go to Shanky in Georgia. You're on the air with Bob Chapman. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. Alex, just want to let you know I became a Prison Planet member a couple weeks ago, and the videos on there really are over the top, unbelievable, informative, really well done. I've really enjoyed being a member over there. And I think you're right. It was Bob and y'all are right with radio and the internet being the main vehicles to keep us all motivated and getting the word out. That is, you know, as long as we have the internet, you know.
Yeah, they wouldn't be trying to shut the web down worldwide and free speech down and curtail it if it was ineffective. They're now openly saying they want to shut it down, which is a big blow for them to have to come out and say it. It shows what tyrants they are. They wouldn't be doing this if it didn't have power.
Alex, let me give you kudos on one thing. You are the only person on the planet to point out that LeBron didn't go to Chicago because Illinois has got $13 billion in debt. He's not going to go to a city, a state that's underwater. I want to give you kudos for that.
Well, no, I mean, that's how I knew, and of course, Jaron pointed this out as well to me, that Florida doesn't have a state income tax like Texas and a few others. And so, of course, he's going to go there if he's getting a, what's his contract, $99 million or something? I mean, if he's got this giant contract, he is going to go where he gets to keep more of that. If you've got a 5, 10, 15% state income tax like some states have, even higher, why would someone give up $15 million to go to Chicago or somewhere else? Why wouldn't they keep it? I mean, and that's why everybody's leaving England and people are leaving France. And that's why the UN has said over and over again, and so is the OECD, this big global management group, that they want worldwide taxes. The New World Order, first and foremost, is about unified taxes so they can jack them up and up and up and no one can run. Let's get a quick comment on that from Bob, then you can come back, Shanky. Go ahead, Bob.
That is certainly true. And these banks and these countries all over the world are following OECD guidelines, right to a T. It just isn't, you know, the U.S. pushing the issue. It is the OECD, and they are doing it. Most countries that I know of question everything that goes through your account. And, you know, they want to know, well, you just received $100,000 a check from XYZ company in the United States to go into your account in Mexico City. Why did you do that? And then the company says, well, you know, we're in business and we sell things in the United States.
And then meanwhile,
you came from heaven.
Exactly. But then meanwhile, hundreds of billions of dollars of drug money are laundered by Federal Reserve megabank members, shareholders, and that's not an issue. That's left alone. But now they're trying to change IRS regulations. And I actually got an email about this. People wanted me to ask you, where $600, if you sell a $600 used riding lawnmower, they're saying it's going to be a federal felony if you don't report that and pay taxes. They know the underground economy is keeping America hanging on. They want us bankrupt. And so they're going to harass some car wash in California for a 4-cent unpaid tax bill. And that was in the news up in Sacramento. The IRS showed up with armed agents. But meanwhile, hundreds of billions are in the banks of drug money. That's not going to be looked at.
That's right. And what are we talking about? We're talking about 3/4 of a trillion dollars a year. And about $300 billion of that comes out of Afghanistan in the form of marijuana, and which what eventually becomes heroin.
You mean opium?
I guess who's running it.
Well, they admit our government's growing the opium over there. Anything else, Shanky?
Yeah, real quick. Bob's got a great post on your site, witnessed recent gold market takedowns, and he's got a statement in there that says the result of this treachery is, you know, coming with the complete collapse of the stock market and the end of real estate, you know, as an investment. The powers that, Bob, talk a little bit more about the gold manipulation, if you can sum it up in a few minutes, and I'll hang up.
I mean, I could boil it down and get Bob's take. It's very simple. It's like a beach ball. They can push it down, but it always goes up even higher. You look at the year-long or the two-year or the five-year or the seven-year graph, it's straight up. But the manipulation is damaging the economy. Bob, tell folks.
And they started that in 68 illegally. It became legal in 88 through the Working Group in Financial Markets. executive order. And it's not only the gold and silver market, they're manipulating everything. I mean, this is truly a corporatist fascist economy. And yes, as the gentleman said, and you did as well, Alex, it's like a beach ball. And yeah, they could push it under, but it comes popping right back up again. And it's going to continue to do that because it's the only real money in the world.
Well said. Let's go to another caller. Let's talk to Duff in Kansas. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex, it's a real privilege to get to talk to you.
Duff, it's good to talk to you, but your phone is really bad. Try to get it out quick. Put Duff on hold and see if they can get a better Skype or a better, you know, get to a better spot on their cell phone. It's just, it's unintelligible, Duff. Leo in Pennsylvania, you're on the air.
Mr. Jones, how are you today?
Good, sir. Welcome.
I hail you once again for all your efforts to continue to expose these people. Listen, this morning you were talking about conditioning and how they use celebrities, you know, to make us think that these people are something that they really aren't. You know, Hollywood's been using films for a number of years to condition us into believing certain things. Now, hold on to your hat. I watched a movie last night called 13, The Conspiracy, and they constantly referred to the New World Order in the film. All these, an assassination attempt takes place. Actually, it becomes a reality where they assassinate the president. And they use this as a premise to show people that this new world order is needed desperately to bring control and put an end to the violence in the country. They've been doing this for so long, it's actually gotten to the point where it's ridiculous.
Really? So in this movie, they sell world government as a savior.
Exactly. Now, I have a question for Mr. Chapman today. Is he there?
Yes.
I certainly am.
Yeah, Bob, listen, I know that you know, have the answers to a lot of these questions, and my big question is this. And are you aware of a time frame that we could set ourselves up to know when they're going to come about with this national ID card? And if, in fact, that is going to become a reality, do you believe that that is a prelude to the mark of the beast?
Well, first of all, timing in here is so difficult because we're forcing them to change their plans. We're forcing them to make mistakes. They never thought Greece would turn out the way it has, with the Greek people saying, hey, we don't want to do that. And so there are things that are happening, changing things. So you really can't put a timeline on it. All you can do is tell people this is really what they want to do, and let's let them do it, and, you know, file your complaints with your elected members and hope it does some good. But timing's too hard. The timing in the Middle East right now is not too difficult. I mean, how many vessels do they have there and how many planes and how many hundreds of thousands of people ready to attack?
And you've got
Iran.
Netanyahu visiting, and they're saying they're getting ready for war. Let me comment on this. The mark of the beast is here. The cashless society is here. In my first film made 13 years ago, America Destroyed by Design, I have Bill Clinton's executive order to take blood and other DNA to get a driver's license, to biometrically face scan and thumbprint, and they love to have basically a driver's license to have a job. Now, what they do is they bring in an SPP, North American Union. They issue a hemispheric travel card, which they've already issued if you choose to get it, for Mexicans, Americans, and Canadians. So all of that is going on. Already, all 50 states have standardized their driver's license to the feds. Some are fighting against new regulations. They just pass a random real ID law, and then they can just keep adding regulations onto that blank check. They're putting thumb printers in at tanning salons, at gyms, at restaurants, at people to clock in at work. In Pennsylvania and other areas, inside the stores, the grocery stores basically won't, and this is mainstream news today. In fact, give me a close shot of this. The grocery stores won't be allowed to sell you beer because they can't be trusted. You'll have to go and face scan and breathalyzer and swipe your ID card to buy alcohol. They're going to have a new national sales tax. This has all been stated, that's going to be graduated. So, quote, poor people don't have to pay it. And so you'll still have to swipe your card, though, to prove what bracket you're in, because there'd be fraud if there wasn't. You'd have somebody who made less than you go buy something. So that tracks everything you're doing. We're here. We have a national ID card. In 2000, the UN had a meeting in Australia. It was in their papers that a global standardization for IDs and the numbers and the precepts had been set. We already have a global ID. Libya, Iran, a few other countries haven't adopted it. Okay, just like they've been taking your blood for 38 years secretly for DNA databases at birth, now they admit it. Just like they've been fluoridating worldwide in the West, same standardization, one part per million. That we are already in a global managed system. The OECD, the corporation set up to take over Europe after World War II, is a private corporate consortium, just like the WTO over trade. They decide everything financial. They decide how many numbers are on your driver's license. They decide, just like I've had all these members of Parliament on from England, over 70% of their laws are EU decided. Well, Bush, his last year in office, signed the Transatlantic Alliance, merging the North American Union with the Euro. He gave a press conference saying we had now merged. In 2000, they had the 50th anniversary of the Euro in all of the member countries with huge marches and fireworks. Literally no one, you know, showed up. You'd have parades with no one there. And they celebrated 50 years in 2000, but, in 2007, because it really was set up in 1957 with the Treaty of Rome, though they officially set up the Euro in 2000. We're in a global government now. Bob Chapman.
I agree with that. In fact, I just wrote an article in the last issue, and I'm continuing in the coming issue, about Europe and its evolutionary process from the common market and EFTA, which I lived through because I lived in Europe at the time, and then the Treaty of Rome and onward into GATT and then WTO and to the place that we're at today, particularly in view of their accomplishment in free trade, globalization, offshoring, and outsourcing. And I think their system in Europe is breaking down. I think they're having a heck of a time, not only financially and economically, but nobody wants to play anymore. And so that's why I think the Euro is going to be history, and it may even break up the EU.
Stay there. We're going to break. Come back with more calls, and we'll keep you 5 minutes in the next segment. And then Sheriff Babu is joining us from Arizona, coming up in the last hour for about 30 minutes, and we'll cover other news and important information. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. Infowars.com, PrismPlanet.tv, and InternationalForecaster.com. Stay with us.
If you suffer from poor sleep,
you've got to try MyPillow.
Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose?
Except poor sleep.
Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow for the rest of your life.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Up at Infowars.com, a great artist sent us his rendition of The Evolution of a Parasite. That's what I've dubbed it. We've got a little blurb that the author wrote about why he did this piece. It shows the evolution of communism, the parasitic system, the kingdom of the parasites, and it shows instead of the evolutionary going from an ape-like creature to modern man, it degenerates downwards from Barack Obama to Michael Moore to Lenin and Stalin and then Karl Marx. Yeah, Ben Pack did that. So we've got that up on Infowars.com right now. It's really talented material if you want to check it out. We've got Bob with us till 5 after. Let's go to Mike in Tennessee. Mike, thanks for holding her on the air.
Thank you for having me. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hello.
I have a quick comment and a question that's related to the comment, and I'm going to have to ask Mr. Chapman to put on his intel officer hat here for just a minute, if he would. The comment is, you, Mr. Jones, were talking earlier about Israel's nuclear arsenal, and you may not have been meaning it this way, but it seems to me that you were sort of saying that Israel was getting away with something, having these nuclear weapons, when they really weren't. What they did was that when it came to came time to sign up to the non-proliferation treaty, they just said no. And they weren't.
You misunderstood what I was saying. Israel has always said that they don't have nukes. And in the last few years, they said, well, if we do, it's a secret. I agree. Nobody has to sign on to these United Nations treaties. Israel shouldn't have to, and neither should Iran. My issue is I'm against a preemptive nuclear attack on Iran. That is mass murder. That is evil. I mean, look, the Nazis thought they were doing good. The communists thought they were doing good. Our country thought it was doing good, killing Native Americans. This is wrong. We can't let this happen. Our government has overthrown Iran repeatedly. BP used to literally rule Iran. It had a previous name, Anglo-American Oil, inside Iran. I mean, Iran isn't perfect, and I'm not buddies with Iran. I'm against nuking innocent countries. I'm against lying about WMDs in Iraq. And the majority of Republicans are now on record saying they were against, that now they think the Iraq war was wrong. Bob Chapman, what's your take on this?
Exactly the same as yours. That was the Anglo-Iranian Oil Company. And they the people who overthrew Mohammad Mossadegh. And that's how the Shah came to power.
That's right. It had a bunch of different names. Aramco, Anglo-American, Anglo-Iran. I mean, BP's always changing their name. And after this latest fiasco, they'll change it again.
That's not what I'm trying to say. The only thing I'm trying to say is there's a way out of the NPT. There's Article 13. You give your 3 months notice, and you're out of the NPT. That's what North Korea did when they realized that we were actually serious about them being in the NPT and wanted to send investigators in there. They said, "Oh, you mean this is like serious? We actually have to be members of the NPT to the point where we have to accept your inspectors? No thanks. Okay? We're out of here. And they gave their 3 months notice and they left the NPT. So what I don't understand is why the Iranians don't just call our bluff. Why they don't just go, you
know, listen. 5 years ago, they had a soft line guy in there who had all the inspectors in. The UN said no one had ever allowed this level of inspection. They need reactors. They can only refine half the oil they need. I mean, they really want a peaceful program.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, at the bottom of the hour, I got a big news blitz coming up. We're going to have the sheriff on from Pinal County, Arizona, under siege with death threats. Coming up the next segment schedule, we had, of course, some other interesting guests on earlier in the transmission, like Ted Nugent today. Last segment with Bob Chapman taking phone calls. Jamie in Ohio, you're on the air. Go ahead. Quick question, Jamie.
Hey, buddy. For one, I've got to say liberty or death, my friend. And you are a true patriot, and I appreciate you 100%.
Well, I appreciate you.
My thing is, you know, actually what we're talking about with all this is going on with our borders and all that. You know, this is a strategic plan. Make no mistake about it, people. This is not an accident. This is an overthrow. This is to merge Mexico with Canada and the U.S., just like they set up back in the Bush administration. You know, and this is just a prelude of that. If you look at it logically, that's what's going on right now. They're holding back the people of Arizona, the great people trying to save themselves out there, holding them back, not allowing them to protect themselves and putting a hole in their net there, you know, in our border, putting a strategic hole in there to let them come in, because that is the plan of this administration. And also with what's going to go on with the national ID card, they're going to end up instituting that under immigration laws, trust me.
No, they've said that. I mean, we already have it as the national ID card. You're just going to have it to have a job, and the illegals are all just going to be legalized. I mean, that's the plan. It does fix the problem because no one is illegal. And then they come in, they all get welfare, and the country goes bankrupt, which is the strategic banking plan. Bob Chapman.
Oh, I think you're both absolutely correct. And I see that they have a fund to help Arizona finance the challenge from the federal government on the legislative action that they took.
Yeah, it raised $500,000 in one day.
That's right. And I just put in my publication for tomorrow, if you can, help them. Because, you know, they're standing in there for all Americans. 90% of Americans are against what's going on, immigration, illegal immigration-wise in Washington. And everybody should give them the help. And it's on the Internet. I can't remember
it's all over the news. The AP is reporting on it as well. I appreciate your call. Great points, Jamie. Last caller for Bob. I'll get to Wyatt and Brian before the show ends so they can hold. But let's go to Mark in Pennsylvania. You're on the air with Bob Chapman.
Thank you. I'd like to, in response to, you asked last week what people were going to do for the 4th, I cracked the books,
and I watched the video about John Adams, I went to Monticello. Okay, Jefferson was a genius. The deal about them, if they take over the money, it's more powerful than standing armies. Not long ago, I recently met a man who works at the Mint. Now, I don't know if Bob Chapman is aware of this, but our Mint, our mints, actually make more than just the American dollar. They print and mint coins and dollars for different countries around the world. So there's all this talk about the budget this, the budget that, the amount of money they spend here, and that's a lot of drama, because for these guys, for these tyrants, they have Aladdin's lamp. They have as much funny money as they want to print.
That's a great analogy. And they sell us stuff that they know is worthless to destroy us, and we have their own documents. And that's a great point. They have Aladdin's lamp, and it's a fraud. I mean, like Madoff sold 100-something billion of fake stuff. These guys sell thousands of trillions of fake stuff, and we just bow down and say, everything's yours. Bob Chapman comments on that. Great point.
Boy, I love it. And when I heard him say it, it just clicked like it did for you. But there are a number of mints throughout the world who specialize in making currencies, and in both in coin as well as paper for many other countries. So it's not unusual for a large mint to make specie for other countries.
All right, we're out of time, Bob. I look forward to seeing you again next week. Watch your six, and I know I will as well. God bless you.
Same to you, and thanks, y'all, for listening.
You bet. Bye-bye. Thank you. We've got Sheriff Paul Babiou, Pinal County, Arizona Sheriff, joining us coming up. A ton of news and your phone call straight ahead. 1-800-259-9231. We'll be right back on this Live Friday edition. Final hour. Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about Calbin 5-star soaps for years. This is an American-made product of the highest quality and compares to nothing you will find in stores. You can buy factory direct, shipped via UPS right to your door. Check them out on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091. Take my word for it. Once you've used Pure Soap, you won't buy anything else. Since 1947, Calbin Soap Company has been showing consumers that soap can be tough on dirt and gentle on the environment. Buy American and stay clean, as well as support InfoWars. Visit 5starsoap.com today or call 1-800-340-7091. Well, Marty, what do you have to say?
As founder and owner for over 63 years, satisfaction is guaranteed or double your dirt back. Call us at 1-800-340-7091 for a free catalog or visit our website, 5starsoap.com. Thank you.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Listen up, folks. This is important. Alex Jones here. Now you can get free shipping on the storable, easy-to-fix, delicious food from eFoodsDirect.com. From July 4th through July 14th, we have looming evacuations in the Southeast, unemployment insurance running out, and predictions of huge inflation. So we all need to get as much food as we can. Every one of you needs to buy as much storable food as possible. This is the perfect time to do just that with eFoods Direct and take advantage of their free shipping special. When you order from eFoodsDirect.com from July 4th through July 14th, every dollar you spend will buy the food, and eFoods Direct will pay for the shipping in the continental United States. This is Alex Jones wishing you and your family true independence this 4th of July with great food and free shipping through July 14th from eFoodsDirect.com. You can order on the website eFoodsDirect.com or simply call 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/ship free.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Corey, thank you. 531 in the border battle. The Pinal County Sheriff has been receiving death threats because of his support for the law, for the immigration law. Sheriff Paul Babu's office confirms he's received death threats from the Mexican Mafia and from the drug cartels. Outside law enforcement teams investigated the threats and found they are credible. Despite it all, Babu has declined a personal security detail because he says the county's resources are stretched thin. He says they don't change his support and of the law and demands for President Obama to secure the border. His office says they have information that the gangs have placed a green light on Babu's life. Babu says he's always armed and is always aware of his surroundings.
Imagine this, my friends. Here in the United States, we are putting up with this. And we have a president who, on record, has sued Arizona when clearly this law is constitutional. The media has lied, another hoax, just like they said Rand Paul was against the Civil Rights Act. Never said that. He was on the satellite going, excuse me? Hold on, I can't hear you. Yes? No, I'm not for getting rid of it. And they said, oh, he said yes. Total manipulation. Just like when somebody calls and says, can you hear me? Yes. And it's the same thing. I've read the law on air. I've read the subsections. All it states, on record, is that if they pull an illegal alien over for something else and they're an illegal alien, they'll be arrested. It's incredible. And it is an act of treason by the federal government. But the federal government is controlled by offshore corporations. They want a North American union. They want to get rid of our borders and our laws and our liberties. Our freedoms. This is what's happening. The sheriff was scheduled to call in right about now, but we always have time zone issues. Arizona doesn't even follow the time zone system. And I was in a security meeting. We just found out. Well, good, because I didn't know that. I didn't know that was the reason. I'm glad you guys told me about it. So as soon as we figure it out, we'll get him on. But right now, let's go ahead and talk to Wyatt in Louisiana. Wyatt, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, Wyatt, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yes, I have a question. What's the best way to overall resist the New World Order?
The overall best way to resist the New World Order is to always be conscious of the fact that human history is about a struggle against tyranny and oppressors and the corrupt, and that we need to be informed. Like the Bible says, the people perish for lack of knowledge. We need to be informed and involved, and we need to work with and form alliances with people that want liberty and freedom. And we need to promote the Bill of Rights and Constitution. Wyatt, I appreciate your call. I mean, it's a lifestyle of liberty. It's a lifestyle of freedom. And we've gone through thousands of years of history experiencing different forms of governments. And our founders created the best system in world history. And that's why the globalists and others want to get rid of it, because they want to create the world in their image, not in an image of liberty and freedom. Well, my friends, for the last few days, we've talked about the news headlines coming out of Arizona. Mexican drug cartel sends death threats to Arizona County Sheriff. And he does now have time to join us. We appreciate him coming on. Sheriff Paul Babu, Pinal County, Arizona, who has been issued death threats. There's a hit out for him. We should take the Mexican Mafia and others serious at their word. They've killed thousands of police and military in Mexico, and he is right down there on the border, upwards of 80 miles now off limits to citizens, and he's been begging for aid from the federal government. The federal government has responded by trying to block the state from even being able to ask an illegal alien, if they're an illegal alien, when they pull him over for drunk driving. So this is treason, in my opinion. Sheriff, thanks for coming on.
Alex, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
I know you've got a lot going on, and I just had a security meeting. Let's talk about the death threats against you and the serious escalation. And let's talk about the situation that is happening there on the ground in Arizona.
Well, particular to the threats, there's we get a lot of fan mail, some of it not so pleasant, from our own citizens, some who disagree and make threats and aggressive statements. That's one thing. And some people could get mad at an elected official for raising their taxes or changing an ordinance, but entirely different when you have foreign-born criminals, Mexican mafia or drug cartel members that try to bring their trash here to America. The same stuff that goes on down in Mexico, literally a narco-terrorist state where they kill in broad daylight police chiefs and then take out their family and set it up as an example. You mess with us, this is what's going to happen to you. And only 3 weeks ago, they assassinated what would have been the elected governor of a state down there. Crazy.
And you're not joking around about this. I live in Texas, and I remember citizens being kidnapped on our side of the border. I've had sheriffs on where 3 to 6 miles in different cases, Mexican military will come across. If they've caught on a major highway a drug shipment, the Mexican troops come across, surround two lone policemen or sheriff's deputies with machine guns and rob them. I mean, that was going on 4 or 5 years ago. I was interviewing these people, and it would never make the national news or even the regional news. So there's been a cover up of this, and now things are deteriorating. I mean, I've had scholars on, university professors, State Department people who say that Mexico is a failed state. Is in the midst of total collapse. You're down there with death threats and hits out on you. The feds are putting up signs denying large areas to citizens, saying don't go in these areas. Can you, sir, break down where you are geographically for folks that just joined us and describe what you face on a day-to-day basis?
We're about 80 miles north of the Mexican-U.S. border, and we're not obviously a border county. Yet what we're experiencing here on a daily basis is approximately 2,000-plus illegals that come through our county. You're talking the Border Patrol, who apprehended 200 and approximately 50,000 illegals last year, which most of them, they just do catch and release and send them back with no punishment, shower, a meal, and to the border, ready to try the next day. But that's only one of 2.6 that they say get in here. So they're talking 600,000 that come in here. Other people have it estimated more at like 1 million a year, just in Arizona. That's why we're screaming bloody murder, saying, Mr. President Obama, do your job. Secure the border. And here he's in Washington, high-fiving with Calderon in front of Congress, and half of these, all these Democrats stand up, give him a standing ovation in our country as they're kicking us in the chops, undermining the rule of law. The president should send 3,000 soldiers to our border to secure the border. And meanwhile, he sends a team of lawyers with the ACLU to take us, to drag us into court. And this is outrageous. Why? Because in my county, 80 miles north of the border, in the heart of Arizona, we have paramilitary squads with automatic weapons that are escorting these drugs up here, and they're bringing this violence into Arizona. We just had a gunfight out there with a competing cartel, and two of these smugglers were killed. And they call us for help. And they knew exactly where our deputy, 3 weeks before, was ambushed by six of these smugglers and triangulated him and put him in a kill zone and tried to kill him. And our deputy was shot. So here, that what we have, the reaction is, just as you mentioned, they put up billboard-sized signs that say, danger, warning, stay out, drug and human smuggling, narco, all this different language on these boards. And that's their answer, is to throw up their hands in defeat, saying we can't secure the border. And this is simply outrageous.
Sheriff, roughly what percentage, because I've seen as much as a third on national news being quoted, but roughly, what percentage of the great state of Arizona bordering Mexico is now being denied to law-abiding citizens and losing its property values? Because the reports I've seen is that this is going on past Tucson, 80-plus miles in.
It is. There's approximately 2,000 miles of the border from California to Texas. We have 376 of those miles in Arizona. There's portions of directly on the border that are off limits. But then you have areas, and it's hard to put an actual how many miles or acres are under control. But I can tell you this, they have unfettered access. And that's even
so a
worse
third is basically a third is basically wild, wild west, and it's denying safety and security to around a third of the state.
We live in a sense in certain parts of Arizona in lawlessness, where these people come in and think that they own this area. And that's and then the crimes that are committed, not just against our citizens, which we've got to stop, but what about, where's the outrage from all these human rights advocates for these people that are being brought here who do want a better life, although it's illegal, that we become the kidnapped capital of America last year, second in the world only to Mexico City. You know, and the president says this lie that somehow our border is secured more than it's ever been. This is craziness.
Did you see Congressman Stark say the border is quite secure?
Yeah. These people are delirious, you know, not even knowing what we're facing, what we're dealing with. And, you know, here, and I served in Iraq and the Army National Guard, still in today. I don't speak for the military, but I can tell you we've been there 9 years now. We spent $750+ billion with a B. Over 4,000 of our American heroes have been killed there. And we can fight wars and liberate countries, stabilize them, all in the sake of democracy and to keep the enemies away. I get all that. But we can't even secure our international border when we have hundreds of thousands of people that enter our country. We don't even know who they are.
We don't have a country if we don't have a border. And Mexico's got some of the most draconian laws for illegals, and we basically have none. Stay there, sir. We've got to go to break. I want to come back and talk about the hit that's out on you. And this is serious business, ladies and gentlemen. And if we allow this precedent to be set for them to shoot cops, threaten cops, sheriffs, kill sheriffs, then it's over. We'll talk about it when we come back. Stay with us.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help. And we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
It's not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Listen up, folks. This is important. Alex Jones here. Now you can get free shipping on the storable, easy-to-fix, delicious food from eFoodsDirect.com. From July 4th through July 14th, we have looming evacuations in the Southeast, unemployment insurance running out, and predictions of huge inflation. So we all need to get as much food as we can. Every one of you needs to buy as much storable food as possible. This is the perfect time to do just that with eFoods Direct and take advantage of their free shipping special. When you order from eFoodsDirect.com from July 4th through July 14th, every dollar you spend will buy the food, and eFoods Direct will pay for the shipping in the continental United States. This is Alex Jones wishing you and your family true independence this 4th of July with great food and free shipping through July 14th from eFoodsDirect.com. You can order on the website eFoodsDirect.com or simply call 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/ship-free. Sheriff Paul Babiou, a Pinal County, Arizona sheriff, very valiant and had a lot of courage to speak up against what's happening in this nation. He's got to go to a key meeting with other sheriffs because the security situation is just collapsing down there as they beg for help and it's not coming. Now, this is just amazing. But specifically, sir, I want to talk about how we help you. The website's, of course, sheriffpaul.com. We'll talk about the key intel you've got up there on the site. But specifically, I've got the definition here, and tough times and serious times, you know, needs tough realities, of high treason. And it's participating in a war against one's country, attempting to overthrow its government, spying on its military as diplomats or secret service for a hostile foreign power. And I'm sorry, I don't know what else a federal lawsuit that's unconstitutional against Arizona and a refusal, what he told Senator Kyle in that meeting where he said, I want it to be a crisis so we can pass immigration reform. If that isn't high treason, I don't know what is. Sir, is this not treason?
This is their plan. It borderlines that. I'm not going to outright call it that. You know, I'm still an officer in the Army. And as a sheriff, I'm hoping that we have a correction here this year, because the path we're going down in America is not the America that I fought for and I believe in. We're turning into a, we're running down, sprinting down the path to socialism. And it's extremely troubling. What's even more concerning is the president and his men have attacked us, undermined the rule of law. The president has deliberately, this is a man who's supposed to be a constitutional lawyer, he's very diabolical in his planning and plotting, makes very careful statements to undermine police officers, a pillar of justice in our society. He's done it in Cambridge when the sergeant arrested his black friend professor and said the Cambridge police acted stupidly. This isn't the first time that black men run in fear of the police. And then he qualifies it. Let me be clear. I don't have all the facts in this. I haven't read the report. But he slams and undermines law enforcement and plants in people's heads that we're the thugs, that we're the enemy of our citizens. This is outrageous, and I shall not forgive this president for doing this against our law enforcement. We have a tough job out here in Arizona, and he made it that much more difficult when he put an image of people in their heads of a Hispanic male walking with his son or daughter hand in hand down Main Street with an ice cream cone, the most innocent picture you could paint in people's minds. And then in comes the police officer demanding papers from that Hispanic father. It's simply outrageous that the president would do that, because that would never happen. We're better than that, and we are the protectors of our Constitution. We honor the Fourth Amendment that protects and safeguards against unlawful search and seizure in America. And how dare he do that to our law enforcement?
Well, Sheriff, this is a hoax. I mean, I've read the bill on air. It says if you pull somebody over who's weaving, or you go to a domestic dispute, or you go to an armed robbery event, and you check the ID, and it's illegal alien, you arrest them because they're illegal. It's totally constitutional. It's a hoax to say they're going to have Nazi checkpoints grabbing people who have brown skin. I mean, this is asinine, and they know it's a hoax.
You know what? I'd like the president to ride with one of my deputies one night out here in western Pinal County, where we have 2 or 3 pursuits a night that risk the lives of my deputies and our citizens when these illegals and smugglers try to outrun the police and try to intentionally cause traffic wrecks or run red lights. and see how he likes it. What if we took the half a million illegals that come in here every year and sent them to Chicago where he's from? What do you think they would do?
Well, that's the problem, is there are a lot of great people in Mexico, but Mexico's collapsing, and a lot of these people are fleeing justice there. And we saw the railway serial killer. He'd been in custody more than 10 times, and they always released him. I mean, the Joker, I've talked to Austin police. But right. I've also seen it in the news where a sanctuary city, they admit they drunk driving illegals with no insurance, anything. They're just left alone. But as a citizen, the book is thrown at me. This is discrimination.
It sure is. Well, I was a Chandler police officer before, and there are sanctuary cities even out here in Arizona, and that's why this law is good, because now it forces everybody to enforce the law. And this is a class one misdemeanor for trespassing. It's not the immigration law. So we take him into custody, and guess what? We're going to be turning them over to ICE afterwards. It's not an option. So the problem becomes, and this is going to be a flashpoint, Alex, and most people aren't looking at this, but when the 29th comes and we arrest all these people, and we continue to, they're not telling us whether they're going to take all these people or not. Well, they better, because we're going to bring them to their facility if they don't pick them up.
I remember
what are they going to do, just let them walk away?
It's incredible. So a big confrontation coming up here. Sheriff, we're going to call you on your cell phone now, because you're going to a meeting with other sheriffs about what's happening there. And
yeah.
we'll talk to you for 10 minutes or more after the break that's coming up. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. We'll talk about solutions on the other side of this break. The website, sheriffpaul.com, if you want to check it out.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land? They think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Alex Jones here with urgent information concerning TrendsResearch.com. The Trends Journal distills the voluminous ongoing research of the Trends Research Institute into a concise, readily accessible form. By tracking 300 separately defined domestic and international trends, The Trends Journal establishes the connections that others fail to see or misinterpret. Gerald Celente's Trends Journal allows you to anticipate change, recognize the implications, and take protective strategies. Individual readers from every walk of life can put the Trends Journal Trends Forecast and Trends Analysis to practical use. Extra information to keep you well informed throughout the year. When any current event of major social, economic, or political significance occurs, Trends Journal notifies its subscribers of their implications. When you subscribe to the Trends Journal, you'll also receive Trends Alerts. Visit TrendsResearch.com today. That's TrendsResearch.com. Subscribe to the Trends Journal. This information is too important to wait.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones asking you for a minute of your time to tell you about soap. Not detergents, but good old-fashioned pure soap made by the Calbin Soap Company, a family-owned and operated American company. My family, staff, friends, and radio listeners are constantly telling me how much they love these products for bath, hair, laundry, and dishes. There is nothing like these factory-direct, big-money-saving, triple-concentrated soaps anywhere. Get a free detailed catalog by calling 800-340-7091 or see them online at 5starsoap.com or InfoWars.com. Let's talk to the owner of 5 Star Soap, Marty Schachter, and see what he has to say.
As founder and owner for over 63 years, people keep asking me, how's business? I'm happy to say our business is going down the drain. Call us at 1-800-340-7091. Visit our website, 5starsoap.com, for buying our 1 to 2 month soap sampler. Thank you.
We're back live with Sheriff Paul Babiou, Pinal County, Arizona. He's been one of the outspoken sheriffs, but many others have, about the fact that much of the state is off limits to citizens. The police are surrounded. Sheriff, I heard you in one television interview describe it as that you guys are outgunned, that you're, more and more things are getting lawless. There's a hit out for you. They've killed and wounded and kidnapped police all over the country. Half of L.A. County jails are these violent illegal aliens. It's a Mexican government policy to teach their people that the Southwest belongs to Mexico. The big government types are putting these people on welfare and using them as a political weapon. I mean, I'll go back to it. If this isn't treason, if this isn't, the big government types trying to bring in foreigners to turn them against this country and then putting poor Hispanic Americans who are great people in the middle of it, and then race carding all of this. I mean, we're not just mincing words here, and please elaborate. I mean, Mexico is a failed state. It's a war zone where you're at, and I can't believe Obama is doing this. As bad as he is, I just can't believe this is so brazen, and our country has fallen so far that this is going on.
It's craziness. What's happening in America, if the people don't wise up, this violence will continue not only to spill over, the threat in a post-9/11 world when we have had literally hundreds of individuals from countries of interest. These aren't like Ecuador and Mexico. We're talking about people from nation states that are or would love to destroy the United States. Countries like Syria, Iran, China, from all over the world are coming here through this forest border. And guess what? They're just not staying here. They're going other points throughout America. This is a national security threat, an issue. Why was Homeland Security created? And how can we say the border is secured when we say we're only capturing one out of every 2.6? This is ridiculous that this is going on and that the president is looking at this purely from a political perspective and not a national security issue and not a public safety issue.
Sheriff Babiou, what are you going to meet with these sheriffs? I mean, unless it's a security issue, but just in general, why are you going to meet with other sheriffs right now?
Well, I've been talking, and I'm going to get on the phone first with Sheriff Larry Deaver of Cochise County, who's right on the border. And I flew down there just 2 days ago to look at the situation. I'm honored to serve as the president of the Sheriff's Association here. A lot of us are seeing our role, and there's some sheriffs who don't agree with this, to be honest with you, the whole fact of it's 1070. And you know what? It's not going to be the solution because it's like a hamster on a wheel. It doesn't stop. We're chasing our tail until we secure that border. We can't. We could hire 5,000 more cops and Border Patrol agents. You can't deal with a million people coming in when the president gives them no penalty. All that's being done is VR, which stands for voluntary return, without punishment.
Well, let me stop you again.
A shower and a meal, and they bring them back to the border ready to try again.
Incredible. In the limited time we've got, I want to run through several other issues. You're a very busy man, but it's been out for 3 days. Have you seen the TV news reports out of a suburb of Denver where the police charged an 82-year-old veteran where illegal aliens were on his property robbing his trailer? They tried to run over him, and he shot one. They pled guilty to stealing his trailer, and then they released the illegals, and they're charging him with murder, not just
wow.
Manslaughter. I mean, this is insane.
I hadn't seen that, and it is insanity, and this is where patriots, Americans, we have to stand up for not only our rights and our liberties. That people have always said the threat comes from within. And this is very troubling. And I see the sense of anger and outrage, and we're going to keep the focus here to demand that this problem get changed. And then with our republic in democratic principles, throw these bums the hell out of office.
Let's go back to the kidnapping issue, because I remember 3 years ago the State Department listed Mexico as the second most dangerous country for crime in the world, number one for kidnapping, and put a travel advisory out. Parents are still sending their high school graduate kids down to Mexico. Even the resort towns are getting hellishly dangerous. And so for people that do know about how dangerous Mexico is, I don't think they realize that South Texas and areas of Arizona are as dangerous statistically. Can you speak to the kidnapping?
Yeah, the kidnapping is largely targeted to the illegal. And this is where these people, what's so ironic, is all these same people that, like Jack Harris, the police chief of Phoenix, and all these other people who have loved to preside over sanctuary cities, they're saying that, well, if we enforce the law, that there's going to be suppressed reporting by these illegal. And that's absolutely false. Not only because we're the kidnap capital, because none of their policies in the past have worked, but the fact that their culture they come from, they don't call the police. They handle things on their own because the police are corrupt down there.
Well, that's common sense. That's common sense. If they let the murderers and rapists and kidnappers go, these illegal communities are scared to death. And, of course, I mean, that's common sense that this causes crime to increase.
Right. Absolutely. And this is where the president is really looking at undocumented aliens as undocumented Democrats. And it's a shame, not only for America. We are at the tip of the spear here in Arizona of all the illegals that come into America. Over half of them come through our state. And we have said time and again, we need help. And it's not that I'm throwing up my hand saying we just can't do the job. I only have 214 deputies for an area the size of the state of Connecticut. I can't stop hundreds of thousands of people who are coming in here by ourselves. And this is where we need to deploy soldiers who are armed to the border. And while they're deployed there, build the double barrier fence that the president has stopped constructing, that President Clinton, of all people, had signed to establish. So he did something very good there. And then we have to end catch and release. They have to be deported. There has to be a penalty and punishment. It's the rule of law in America, and we've got to stand up and defend our country.
Sheriff, specifically, you know, you're an expert on this. You're down there on the front lines of this, and you're the head of the Sheriff's Association down there. Can you specifically tell us, and people listening all over the country right now, what they can do individually to aid Arizona that is the front line of this criminal invasion? His cell phone, we just lost it, so let's call him back and get that final comment. But the website is sheriffpaul.com, and we will try to get him back online. He's out driving, and it either dropped or something disconnected it. Great, because I want him to be able to finish that point, and then we're going to let him go and get to a few of your calls and some other news. But you know what? If you're for open borders, folks, you come down here to South Texas on the border. I mean, it is a war zone. And it was nice 10 years ago. It's all boarded up and like ghost towns. And I've seen what's happening in Arizona, and it is a real travesty. And if they continue to be able to threaten and kill police and others, where does it end? I mean, the police are totally outnumbered and destroyed in Mexico, and others just become corrupt and get bought off. And that's what the drug cartels do. They say, either you take this money from us or we're going to kill you. We've had U.S. Embassy staff killed. We've had just a few weeks ago. I mean, this is insane. They kill mayors. They kill police chiefs. They kill police. Thousands and thousands of dead cops in Mexico, and now it's coming here, and the federal government hopes they can get their amnesty before you find out what's going on as they merge this country right now. Who knows, his battery may have died or something as well, but the website is sheriffpaul.com, and he's got a lot of videos there. Sheriff, last question, because I know you're about to go into your meeting and your phone drop. What can we do specifically to aid Arizona, which is the very front lines?
Well, we're talking about other actions we can take here in the sheriff's office and deploying more deputies out there to work with other sheriffs across America, not just Arizona. Sheriffs I'm working with are talking about sending their deputies out here to help us. I'm looking to outfit our deputies with, we all have a handgun and a shotgun and few rifles, but I want to purchase automatic rifles, a Browning 226 for each of my deputies. So we're not outgunned. And to go back into these areas and to reclaim these areas.
Well, that's another point. They've got giant armored tanks for housewives all over the country. The only place the Constitution says that the police and military should have that is on the border. We need Abrams tanks down there, so the next time Mexican troops start shooting at cops, we need to wipe them out.
Yeah, well, we need for people, all your listeners and good Americans, to immediately call your congressman, your office, and demand to support for Arizona and to support the rule of law and to tell the president to immediately deploy soldiers. We're not going to stand for amnesty or any of this immigration reform.
Well, I mean, you're outgunned by Mexican troops. I know the counties on the border routinely get shot at by Mexican troops. I mean, this is outrageous.
It is outrageous. You know, what's it going to take? You know, now there's more people being kidnapped, killed. There's carjackings, home invasions that go on out here. In Chandler, where I work, we had the Chandler rapists who raped countless young females that were from America, and this guy was a multiple deported illegal. You know, we've had illegals, a guy from Mesa, take other illegals into my county and rob them at gunpoint or rape the women or kill them and leave them for dead and here in our county. You know, this stuff is in addition to the regular crime that goes on throughout America, but this, when you add nearly 20% of the illegals already have a criminal record, and we can't even check the records that of the countries they come from.
Well, Sheriff, people need to find out more at sheriffpaul.com, and I want you to briefly talk about what's on the site and other ways we can help you, but I got two fast questions. I've protested the movie Machete. People, part of Robert Rodriguez's film crew, sent me the information. I got the script. It shows Minutemen and police in Texas killing illegals, and then the illegals killing police. It glorifies it. Yeah, it's like Birth of a Nation from a Ku Klux Klan perspective.
Oh yeah,
I protested it, and he says he's edited those parts out now. But the issue is, you know, a film like that coming out in September that glorifies killing police because they're all racist and deserve to die. I think if this stuff doesn't get cut out, it could cause some serious backlash. I've got the script. I mean, it is dangerous.
I know. The other thing, what's happening, it's crazy. Here we're talking about a public safety issue. Now the Obama and his folks and the Democrats here locally, 1875 our county was formed. I'm the first Republican elected county official in the history of this county. And there's no longer a sanctuary county. We're enforcing the law. These people are already, I'm not up for re-election 2012, but they're organizing against me, starting to raise money, recruiting candidates. So even this early, I've got to become strong and raise money and do all that in order to be prepared to fight off these people who want to take me out.
Well, this is a mafia.
People are trying to put a green light on me to take me out from the Mexican cartel.
Yeah, well, absolutely. And again, this isn't a joke. And I've seen some of the liberal media making jokes about, oh, big deal, death threats. I mean, this is the Mexican mafia we're talking about. They've killed thousands of police in Mexico.
Right in broad daylight, just, a week and a half, 2 weeks ago now, there was a new police chief, a young police chief in Rocky Point, which is an American resort area that a lot of our people go to, and they, right in a busy street, in the middle of an evening, they shot, riddled his whole truck, him and his bodyguard, and surprisingly, the police chief lived. He's got like six bullet holes in him, but this is a message that they sent, so... Do you want to be, Alex, the police chief after that guy? You know, and that's what they do. They intimidate anybody in a position of power. Well, they're not bringing this trash to America because we're going to fight back. We're not going to run from any of these threats or hide or change our positions. That we're going to stand up for the rule of law and stand up to secure our border and to stop what is truly an invasion.
But Washington is trying to paint you as the bad guys, and I'm telling you, if they end up killing you or somebody else, it's going to be the Alamo, and it's going to be remember, Sheriff Babu, it's going to be remember all these ranchers and people that have been killed, and God forbid that happens, but if you turn into the Colonel Travis of 2010, 2011, I mean, this is serious business, and it just shows how horrible things have gotten. Lastly, what do you think of Sheriff Richard Mack saying, not only should we take back our states, we should take back the sheriff's departments and get patriots in there that understand their true constitutional power?
Yeah, we need sheriffs who stand up for the rule of law, and Sheriff Mack's right that there's an oath. I was a sworn police officer before, and I've fought and defended America's liberties in the military. But as a sheriff, this is the top lawman of that county. And we have an obligation to not only protect our families, but to stand up and to be the representative of the people.
That's right. You're elected. You're not some penny ante city that's just incorporated. You are elected by the people. You represent the people, just like the legislature. And that was the original and only police power in this country. It's been usurped by the feds and their city minions that are engaged in treason in over 800 cities with these sanctuary cities, where citizens are crap and the illegals are God, because they're a tool to swell the welfare state, and it's just incredible. In closing, sir, and I'm going to let you go, tell us about what we'll learn at sheriffpaul.com.
You're going to see not only all the videos and the information and updates about what we're facing here in Arizona, but we go after and hold President Obama accountable. I go after every time I get a chance to throw a jab at him and to show him for what he is and what he's doing to our country, and undermining not just the rule of law, but literally an assault upon police officers across America. You'll see all that there, and also find ways that people, if they wanted to contribute, they can do that as well.
Well, God bless you, my friend, and we are all going to be praying for you, Sheriff Babu. Anything else we can do? I guess just support the defense against that federal treason lawsuit.
Yeah, and also get on the phone to your congressman and demand that they support Arizona.
Well, it's got to be heartening for you to see a bunch of other states lining up against the federal treason.
Yes. There'll be more to follow. And what's so shocking is the president, our own government, stands against us and sides with a foreign leader.
This is so cut and dry. Well, it is treason. All right, sir, be safe. Everybody's going to pray for you. Go with God.
Thanks, Alex.
All right, vaya con Dios. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't live in Texas, if you don't live in Arizona, if you don't live in these areas, I mean, it is crazy. It is lawless. And I saw a story a month ago in the Houston Chronicle of a beautiful young Hispanic American girl. She wanted to be a La Reconquista, and she went down to Mexico to be a coyote. And these men took her and raped her for days and killed her. And there are people attached to former city council members who are coyotes who finally went to prison, beating up illegal aliens and torturing them here in Austin. I mean, this system is just horrible for everybody. And let me tell you, they're going to start killing more cops, and the government's going to try to cover it up. They're not going to get away with it. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help. And we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
States always gets the blame for the enslavement of Latin America. But the very same corporate interests that have enslaved Latin America with this corporate colonialism, this stealth takeover, this corporate takeover, are the ones destroying the United States. And they've got huge La Raza Mecha ads on TV, huge family workshops with hundreds of thousands, and they're being taught La Reconquista, America's bad. The white people are racist and want to get you. This is the New World Order. They want a North American Union. The big corporations fund Mecha, La Raza, and others to play Hispanics off against other Americans. You know we're going into a depression. You know the states are going bankrupt. You know Schwarzenegger's cutting employees of the state down to minimum wage. I mean, we're going to be Mexico City. Kidnappings, death, destruction. But yeah, everybody'll be riding around waving Mexican flags. Choose America. It's not perfect, but it's better. I don't care whether you're black, white, Hispanic. I don't care. Just be for the Bill of Rights and Constitution. Be for the Second Amendment. You don't want to live like this. You don't want to live in lawless tyranny. Most of the abuses against Hispanic Americans under this tyranny by these gangbangers and crooks and mafias. The globalists want a North American Union. They want a North American Union. They want this tyranny in place now. It's part of the SPP documents from the North American Union summit, two different summits, but the main one is in Banff, Canada, 2007. And they said, we're going to use border crises to get this through. We cover it in my film, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. And so Americans are going to have to choose whether we let political correctness intimidate us to let this lawlessness happen, and give us government health care, give us, you know, the open borders, or you're a racist. Or whether we're going to stand up and speak out. And I've seen the polls, between 75 to over 90% of Hispanics who are Americans want to shut down the border. I mean, they understand. Guatemala's even poorer than Mexico. They arrest you and put you in jail sometimes for years and forced labor. Why can Mexico do that? I'm not saying forced labor people. I'm saying deport them. I mean, we cannot do this, ladies and gentlemen. The government is trying to invoke a race war, and Hollywood's trying to invoke it for division. This is globalism. Under the North American Union, you lose all your freedoms. You lose the Bill of Rights and Constitution that gives you some protection. I'm out of time. I want to just say great job to the crew, and I want to tell you that I'm sorry to the callers and a bunch of news I didn't get to, but it was a power-packed broadcast. We've got a rebroadcast coming up at Infowars.com audio streams and the free podcast and the free iPhone app at Infowars.com with Ted Nugent, Bob Chapman, and Sheriff Paul Babiou, and so much more. And I'll be back live Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. with key info then as well. The show just gets more and more informative. The producers, everybody are doing just a great job. My webmasters, the accountant, the shipping folks, everybody here makes it possible. Our sponsors, you the listeners, everybody. And I just want to tell you, we got a chance to beat this new world order if we're sophisticated enough to understand what's happening. And here, right at the end of the show, I also haven't plugged any sponsors all day. I want to tell you about some of the folks that have made today's radio show possible. And one of them, of course, is eFoodsDirect.com. And until July 14th, I guess that's next Tuesday or Wednesday, you get free shipping. He's never given a deal this good on all their great food lines of high quality, non-GMO, non-hybrid, you know, grown and produced right here in America, fresh, high quality, storable food. With the depression coming on and all this craziness, you need to get high quality, storable food. Free shipping if you order by July 14th, 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com/free ship. That's eFoodsDirect.com/free ship. And don't forget, you also support us by buying the books, the videos, the Patriot t-shirts. Our bestseller right now is Legalized Freedom, with an image of the American flag with barbed wire as the stripes. Let's turn back the tyranny. Let's stop what's happening. You've got the police turned loose on the public, but they're not allowed to defend the border. This is globalist high treason. As I said, retransmission starts now, InfoWars.com. See you back live Sunday, 4 p.m. Central. God bless.